Wubba lubba dub dub!
Do you suck dicks?
Sir, no, sir!
Bullshit, I'll bet you could suck a golf ball through a garden hose.
Santa! Oh my God!
How'd you like to own a little bit of my foot in your ass?
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It
gets the people going.
Shake and bake.
Chip, I'm gonna come at you like a spider monkey.
Oh my God! Okay, it's happening!
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep!
How many drinks of alcohol do you consume a week?
One.
That's it? One drink?
One shelf.
Okay, you ready?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Here it comes.
Okay, I'm ready.
That was interesting, like super interesting. We told him we're blue collar, and then
apparently, they find out I'm a welder, he's a mechanic. They're like, "Oh my God, we do the same thing." Yeah, 90% of people in Texas do, bro.
Same shit.
Yeah.
Some of us get lucky and do it.
That's a dream job, man.
That's a dream job, dude. It's just a fucking pain in the ass. It's like a lot of babysitting.
Well, how is it?
Babysitting.
Well, I was gonna say you gotta be like a full-time expert babysitter.
Yeah. Make sure everybody shows up to fucking work and all that bullshit. Because everybody thinks it's a fucking party. Like, oh, we're gonna wow. Brewery. No, wait, it's not. Clock in, get clean,
wait, hold on.
You gotta fucking mop again.
You're kind of turning us off of this idea.
Yeah.
That's how you said work and brewery, and I didn't like it.
I was like, wait, work.
Get clean this shit up. We gotta make it a good.
Right. Can you speak into it just to make sure you have the right?
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah. Check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Right there. Are you comfortable there?
Oh yeah, I'm good. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
If you need, I just don't want you to feel like you can move this around though.
No.
You can pull it towards you
if you want.
I'm good.
Yeah, there you go.
I know. Some people don't like being hunched over.
No, I'm good,
shit
man.
Like that.
I'm all right.
Bet.
Yeah, I'm good.
Bet. It would be a fun podcast. I can already
dude.
It's either the alcohol hitting me or it's going to be a really fun podcast.
It's hitting.
It's hitting. It's not going to be a good podcast.
Hey, at least we're not recording at 5 o'clock in the morning like we did the last one.
Okay, yeah.
3 a.m.? 3 a.m.
3 a.m.
Dude, we have the weirdest fucking schedules.
Where y'all live, dude? Y'all live fucking where?
I live in Evil. Almost 2 hours from here.
He lives right next to Matagorda. I live between Richmond and Rosenberg.
Yeah.
Fuck that, dude. Like, you gotta be working at 5?
Yeah.
I told my boss, I was like, I may or may not come in tomorrow.
Like I said, I gotta work at 3 o'clock. I may not be in here at 3 o'clock. And that's, you know.
Like, you were up on Facebook at 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Because I saw that? Because I kept trying to text you.
Because
I texted you, and then it said invalid number. So I texted Alex. I was like, hey, what's Keith's number? And he sent it to me. It was the same contact as I had.
Yeah.
And so I sent it, and then it's an invalid number. And he's like, hey, dude, just hit him up on Facebook. That's
why. It's easier.
So I messaged you on Facebook. I'm like, cool. He's up.
I'm up.
I was like, I don't want to message you at 8 a.m. because I've been up.
I'm up at fucking like 7 o'clock. I took my son to school.
Yeah,
I'm
I up, figured, up, yeah. You know, because you're an adult and stuff.
Yeah. I'm awake.
But I was like, you never know these days. I mean.
Dude, it's rough sometimes, man.
Even if I get shit-faced, I'm up. Yeah. I have to be.
Do you got that thing like where you get shit-faced and you just know you're responsible so you wake up early?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I'm here, dude. I'm up and, you know, the wife's like, hey. I should be in the morning. I'm up, dude.
Damn.
But I love this place. I love working here, dude. This has been my passion for 4 years, so it's my world, dude. This is our tap room, but you know.
Yeah.
But we the last person that was in charge of this tap room was more anti,
I heard she was
anti,
a bitch.
She was anti she was anti customer, dude. And
oh really?
She was very much about let's rent the tap room out. I don't give a shit about the customers. I want to rent the tap room out and I want to make money. And I'm not about that, dude. I'm about the people, dude. I'm about making sure people have a good time and
No, and it definitely shows, man. Everyone here, every time we come out, you guys treat people like family.
It's just like Oktoberfest. The Oktoberfest, we see people that have been coming here since fucking 2010. You know, people who come 2008, and they come here since we're at the old location.
Yeah.
Because we've been at this location for like almost 4 years now. Yeah. And the old people were like, man, you make it feel like it's the old place, you know, where it was just a fucking old warehouse, where it's just a tin building, just a fucking
everyone's just hanging out.
And everyone's just hanging out. It's like a garage, dude. Yeah. You make this place, even though it's fucking fancy over there, you make it still feel like it's somebody's backyard, dude.
No, that's for sure, dude.
That's the way you're supposed to be around anyone you meet. Yeah. And that's how you get something going. And that's why we love coming up here. I mean, I was like, during a live podcast, obviously I got shit faced.
Oh, yeah.
100%. Dude, don't remember half of the shit.
By the time Alex and them hit the fucking stage, I was done. I was fucked, dude.
I was just like, and when I was like, Danny, I got to go back up there. I don't know how it's going to go down. Okay. But I was like, and then 5 minutes of me walking in, you see me, and you're like, hey, man, this place is your place. Treat it like your own. And you tell me that every time. And I'm like, you want me to treat this like my house? You're going to run out of beer.
We'll never run out of beer.
Yeah, you told us we're at home.
Between me, Danny, and Ben, you're going to run out of beer.
Never. But that's what we build this place on, dude. It's just people just saying, hey, this is your fucking house, dude. Your family.
Yeah.
Don't just relax, man.
No, you're
don't, you don't need to be young. Like, hey, can I get a beer? No, just can I get a beer? Yeah, fuck hell yeah, you can get a beer. Like, dude, this is your place, man.
Yeah, y'all definitely push that out, man. Like I said, every time we've came out here, it's felt like we're family.
Cause I don't make feel because like I've been to other breweries and they're like, what do you want? Like, I don't want to, dude.
There's Chick-fil-A of breweries, literally.
Right. Yeah, dude. Like, there's other breweries that are down the street. There's breweries that are down the street, man. They'll make you feel like you're bothering them.
It's not FDA certified, but I felt like I got a hand job every time I came here.
That's what we want to do, man. Let's go home, dude. Because, like I said, a lot of places, dude, customer service is out the window, dude.
Yeah.
That's not our style.
That definitely happens, especially when they start expanding.
Yeah.
And it's too much.
Because everybody was worried. All our old customers from back in, like, 2007, 2008, they were like, man, we were afraid when you guys got to this place, there was going to be like, you know, corporate. Yeah,
you're going
to
be too fancy for us, that, too high class.
We're going to be folksy. Yeah. We're going to be down home, dude. We're not going to do that shit.
Yeah.
I'm not about that, dude.
Yeah, and we've seen plenty of it. I mean, we've been brewery hopping since shit.
I've been doing it for about five, 6 years.
Yeah. The place that I feel the most comfortable with when I go to a brewery is Eureka Heights. Eureka Heights
is pretty cool.
I think when I go there, they make you feel like you're, you know, hey, you're one of us, man.
I think our favorite places is Baba.
I've never been there.
It's over there in Simonton. It's really like, it's literally out of storage unit.
Oh, shit.
But the guy that owns it, he has a Dutch wife and everything from a different country.
She's Polish.
Have you ever been to Fallbrook?
Fulbrook Elves. That place fucking sucks. Hey,
I know the guys there.
We put people on blast.
Really?
That shit fucking sucks. Really? And I told them it sucks.
Really?
Okay, that's down the street from us.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, that's two minutes away.
What's his name? Fuck. Daniel?
Sound it out. That's
Daniel?
What I did.
No, it's not Daniel. No.
Yeah, that's my name.
I can't think of his fucking name. We follow each other on Facebook, and they've been up here, and they came up here, and we drank some beers, and they're like, "Holy shit, man, you guys are fucking cool as shit, man! Like, this is badass!" Like, it's like, "Yeah, man, like, you're not a number. Here, you're not a number. You're one of us." Dude.
Well, he's a number to us because
they're cool people. We won't deny that.
Yeah.
But like, their beer lacks.
But here's the thing:
flavor y'all have.
Now, here's the thing: they are based out of Oklahoma. But the brewery before them was Texian, and they fucking sucked too.
No, okay. Texian was decent if you liked sour beers.
Yeah.
Because that's all they had was sour.
This place, fruity beer.
If you ever, Texas Independence Brewery? Brewery?
Mm-hmm.
Dude, they got amazing beer, dude. They got this beer right now that they got. It's a double IPA. I think it's called the High Boy.
Uh-huh.
If you get your hands on that, fucking tear it up, dude. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful beer, man. It's a double IPA. It'll lay you out, dude. We had a couple of those, and I was done. I couldn't even do my job, dude. That was
so one of the first double IPAs I got him to try with me. We were at the river, and I got him to try Rodeo Clown.
That's good.
Only have a four pack.
Dude, Rodeo Clown's shit.
We each drank like six or eight
dude,
of them.
Dude, that's a shit. Or fucking, what's the other one? Oh, shit.
Hop-a-doo.
That too, that's good too. But also Art Car from St. Arnold. Art Car, dude. That's my shit, dude. I love Art Car.
I love me a good Art Car.
Art Car?
Oh, this is Santos.
Santos the shit.
Santos
the shit, dude. Yeah. That's a good dinner beer, man.
Oh, yeah.
But I'll tell you what, over in Katy, No Label.
No
Label
was cool.
They got Black Widow.
Oh, never had that, dude.
Black Widow is a it's a Hefeweizen mixed with a stout. Because all they do at No Label is they just blend beers.
Because I know that the reason why I know a lot of good things about No Label is because of James Simpson. James lives out there, so James is always like, dude, you gotta get out to No Label, dude. It's like, it's far. It's like a 2-hour drive for me. it's tough for me to get out there.
No, but if you ever go out there, dude, hit us up. We'll love to go out there with you.
Dude, if you go to any brewery, hit us up because
we would love to.
We gotta hang out at what's the other brewery I love going to? It's
Platypus.
Platypus is good. I love Platypus. Dude, Australian, dude. That's
I love Platypus when it first opened.
Hey, I love the Red L.
Yeah, the Durango.
Stuff. Dude,
they got the Dingo. They got the... I was actually a member of theirs. I paid $100 for the year. They gave me a growler and everything.
Yeah, dude.
After 4 months, I can't use the growler because of the fucking stupid law in Texas. It finally broke. I know. Thank fucking God.
We're good now. But yeah, dude, I love meeting all these new people that I get to meet from all these breweries. It's just amazing. Just the camaraderie, dude. It's just like, they bring us stuff. They come up here to visit us. They bring us a fucking 18-pack or a case of whatever they got. And
That's awesome.
You guys got to go up to fucking Copperhead down the street.
Yeah, we've been
to Copperhead.
The Medusa is my shit. That's what I call my dessert beer because it's almost like drinking a Tropel after you had 10 other beers and you finish with that and you're gone.
It's exactly what it sounds like. No,
I can drink two of those and I'm
you're gone. You're gone.
Do you mess with the Spindle Tap? I don't know, they do a lot of hazy.
I haven't been there just yet. I mean, I hear a lot of good things about them. I just haven't been there.
Dude, their can releases are crazy.
I've been to a couple of them.
I do enjoy the place that really blows me away is Ingenious, man. With their sweet.
That's the one I've been
telling dessert beers. Ingenious. They're a whole nother level, and they get so much attention from what they do, man.
Yeah.
And I respect that, dude. I mean, I know right now that's a trendy thing with the flavors and the sweets and all that good stuff, but they're killing it, man.
They're doing a good job.
Yeah. They're really killing it, and I wish we could do something with them at some point, like a collaboration or something.
Dude, that would be awesome. I love when breweries collaborate.
Oh, I love it, dude. I love to collaborate with them, and then, like I said, Eureka Heights would be a great collaboration, because our owner, Dave, is really a really... can I say, like, he's a really goofy guy. He's really out there. He's really fun.
I mean, dude, but it seems like he's cool as fuck. Because every time I come up here, he's awesome, dude. I mean, we're treated like family.
He's a boss man, but when he's my boss, and he comes up here to the tap room and on Friday evening, so he'll come up here. He's like, let's drink some beers, man. It's like, okay,
dude, that's awesome.
And we'll back and forth drinking beers, talking about just whatever's going on in the news, anything.
Yeah.
Dude, and it's really cool. It's just like,
dude, that's awesome.
And it's not. It's not like, well, I can't say this around him because he's going to get... It's just, he's like one of the guys, man. It's my favorite thing, man.
So your boss should be like a craft beer to you. Shouldn't be filtered. Should be able to be anytime around him.
Exactly.
Just like you could drink a craft beer anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And down with many flavors because you don't know what kind of mood they're going to be in.
He's fantastic. He's a good... He's a happy-go-lucky guy.
Yeah. He was here, right?
I don't know if he was.
I've never met him.
I know he was going out of town to go fishing up in where was he going to?
Port Lavaca.
Where did Toby go The Office? Where did Toby go?
Costa Rica.
Costa Rica. That's where he went. He went to go fishing.
Yeah.
He went with some buddies. Our distributor took
him. I love how you reference The Office to find out where he went.
That's how the mind works. My mind's all screwed up. That's where he went. Dude. He went there with some of the higher ups. They went fishing, and he's like, "Man, I'll be back next Friday." I said, "Okay. When you get back, we'll have a beer." He's like, "Okay, cool." It's like, we'll talk about what I did.
Yeah. See,
so it's not like it's work here. That's why I enjoy being here. And that's, I try to, the way he treats me is the way I try to treat our staff. Yeah. It's like our staff is like, hey, we try to keep it just very relaxed. I'm like, hey, I'm not a micromanager. I hate that, dude. I can't stand that. I can't stand a micromanager. I just like, have fun,
man. Bro, you see it in your staff, man. Your staff will always
they're amazing,
dude. They're in a great mood. Yeah. They treat us well every time we're up here.
Yeah, I know. It's like they know when I'm going to get drunk. And they're like, hey, we're going to just, you know, let him be like he's at home. He'll go sleep in the corner in a little bit. He's going to take a nap, sleep it off. He'll be good.
Yeah, and I try to tell him, just, you know, have fun. Enjoy, let our customers enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
Show them a good time. Just treat them like a
I'm not going to lie to you.
Uncle. Like it's your drunk
I mean,
uncle.
Granted, I love going to breweries and stuff.
Yeah.
But 2 hours away for a brewery, you got to understand, we love y'all. I remember when we came over here to this side of town about a year ago. We went to check out B52 in Copperhead. Yeah. We did not try y'all out at that moment because we had a few friends with further. Us. Yeah. And we were actually going to B52 because it was closer to us. And then Copperhead was like, I think, 15 minutes from there.
Okay. I think we're stopping at Spindle Tap, too.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
It was closer and closer.
Like, we brew
did you guys
hop
like
a lot.
Did you guys like Lone Pint?
Well, that's the one we didn't go to.
I
wanted to go
we
to
didn't check
I know
it out
at the time. The yellow rose.
The beer that I the yellow rose is good, but the one that I really take to is the Jabberwocky. The Jabberwocky is really good. Yeah. Okay. If you get your hands on that, try that one.
What kind of beer is that?
Crap, I can't remember. It's not off the top of my head. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But it's a Jabberwocky. Uh-huh. Holy crap, man. It's good stuff.
It's good stuff.
Good stuff, man. I can't complain.
I mean, it sounds like you got good taste. I mean,
I'm a IPA guy, double IPA guy.
Yeah.
There's a beer that my buddy brings to me from Austin. It's I forget where it's from. Breweries from in Austin. Uh-huh. And it's called the Electric Jellyfish.
Oh, the NEIPA. Hey, that's rated ranked number one in Texas.
Dude,
it's
an NEIPA, but it's made in a pizzeria.
Yes.
Yeah.
My friend he works, he travels, right? He travels, he's a salesman, he travels, and he's like, hey, man, I'm in Austin. what do you think I'm going to bring? I said,
Electric
Jellyfish.
I love the fact that they serve it in a pizzeria. It's canned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And literally, that's the only place you could get it.
You know, crazy
you can't
thing,
go to the Specs or any shit like
he
that.
Brought me he brought me like eight cans, and we destroyed
those
cans.
That's how you got to do it.
We destroyed the cans in like a couple hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had a blast, man. It was he's a hell of a guy. And he used to be a regular, and then he's just like, we just became buddies, man. Yeah. He's like, man, I'm going to bring you this. I'm going to bring you this. I'm going to bring you this beer.
That's
bad. It just
you know, that's one of the things I love about the craft beer community is everyone's always training beers, man.
Yeah.
And like, they're like, you never had this before? You need to try this.
Yeah.
And they'll take a shittier beer in return just so they can give you something.
That's literally how we tried Electric Jellyfish. We were at the place in Richmond called the Growler Spot.
Yeah.
And
we're just trying beers, and some guy's like, oh, you like that? Try this. He had a crowler full of it, and he's like, he cracked it open.
He let us drink it basically the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then it turns out Hurricane Harvey was like a few months later.
Yeah.
And I actually evacuated. I had to for that.
Okay.
I went to New Braunfels, San Marcos, and then went to Austin to that pizzeria, Ubered 35 miles. Just for that place.
Yeah, I don't blame you, dude. I would Uber anywhere to
get
to that place.
It was the best $60 I've ever spent in my life.
That beer is, I don't know what it is, dude. It's just got something about it. It's got something special about it. And I told Dave here, our owner, I was like, dude, we got to find something close to this so I don't have to go all the way to Austin and get it, dude. So
We're working on that.
Dude, that's awesome.
Any IPAs, that's the newest thing. It came out about a year and a half ago, and that's been basically what's trending.
That's when it picked up. Yeah, that's when it got hot.
About 6 years ago, you had bourbon barrels, and I'm like, dude, I don't know what's going to happen next, like in the craft beer world, but I'm excited to see what's going to happen. Oh, yeah. But, I'm excited for what y'all are doing here because...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that strawberry blonde, I've never tried... I've never liked light beers. I can't drink blondes.
Yeah. We didn't think that strawberry was going to be anything. We thought that was going to be just like a hit or miss. And it's staying, man. It's going strong.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Every single person I've let try that beer... or I've bought them that beer, they've all loved it. Even people that don't drink.
Yeah.
They're like, this is the best beer I've ever had.
Yeah, even people that are like, man, I don't drink beer, man. I hate beer. I can't stand beer. You know, and ladies, they're like, hey, I can't, you know, I don't do this. And it's like, try this. And they're like, I can drink that. It's like, it's not too much. The beer flavor is very mellow. It's very easy. It's not too sour. It's just bright. You know,
and so it's perfect ice cold.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So that hopefully that sticks around, and hopefully it doesn't go anywhere. So
I'll tell you what about – okay, so I have guys that work in the same shop where I work at, and they're around 50 to 70 years old, okay? Like, they're old as hell. I'm the youngest guy that works there. I'm like, I got podcasts. Half of them are like, what is that? You know, they've never heard of it.
What are you talking about?
You know, they're old. They're old guys.
Yeah.
I brought them a few straw. I brought 4 six-packs up to work. Kept them on ice all day, right? We got off at 5 p.m. I cracked one open for about 10 guys. The average guy was about 65. They were like, where can I buy that? I'm like, go to Total Wine. You got to go on a Thursday because by Saturday they sell out because I buy all their strawberry blonde. And I will buy it from you. They went to... I guarantee you, they went up there, and each of them bought a six pack. They were like, "Yeah, we're addicted to this stuff."
Same.
And they all only drank Lone Star, Pabst, and I'm like, "One guy drank Shiner Blonde. He's like, this is my beer." I'm like, "Oh my God, I got so much to teach y'all."
I got a lot of work.
No, I did the same thing, man. I took my coworkers a bunch of it. They loved it. They're like, dude, bring it on Friday. Because on Fridays, we barbecue every Friday.
Exactly.
Nice. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll make sure I got some up here on Friday. So and then I'm going to put it nice and cold. And everyone loves it, dude. Even my mom. My mom never drank beer before.
Did you say my wife's uncle? Yeah. He's not a beer guy. And he's like, he came down here one day. He's like, what is this? I was like, strawberry blonde. He's like, I live in Dallas. I can't get my hands on this. So can I get a few cases of this to take me to Dallas? And I was like, yeah, man. I'll cover you. I got to tell people in Dallas about this, man. Because I'm not a beer drinker, but this is something else, man. It's like it's a special thing. You know, it's a special.
No, it definitely is.
It's just enough strawberry. It's just enough. You get enough of the kick of the strawberry to get the idea, and then it's not going to kick you in the teeth with the sweetness or anything. It's just enough. And you still
it's
get
not
the
too
beer.
Tart, yeah, not too sweet. Just it's enough just of the perfect, beer. Man.
All right, so you've been here for 4 years, right?
4 years, yeah. About 4 years.
Where did you work at before here? Like, were you into craft beer before you started?
That's funny, dude. It's funny you say that because before I came here, I was an artist, just a freelance artist, and I did construction work. I did drywall, painting. That's
all
that was my life. Actual work. So, one day I listened to a lot of talk radio. So I listened to a lot of talk radio. So I listened to this guy that's on AM, and he's like, "Hey, man, there's this brewery we love. Blah blah blah." He goes, "You need to go talk to them, see if they'll give you a job." So I emailed a guy here at Southern Star. Mm-hmm. And he's like, "Hey, man, I think we need help." This was 4 years ago when we were at the old location. And he's like, "Hey, man, I think we need a job. We need help in the tap room. You know, maybe one Saturday a month.
Yeah.
And you'll work just, a few hours and that's it. You know, you're probably going to make crap money." I was like, "Cool, man, I'll give it a shot." And I knew about Southern Star because I moved here. So I knew about Southern Star. And I was like, "Sweet, man, I'll work here." Mm-hmm. I started working at the brewery. I got one Saturday a month. I got involved. The beer that turned me on, I don't know if you ever guys have heard of this. The beer we used to make is called the Pine Belt Pale Ale.
Okay.
It's very piney, very hoppy, very huge flavors. And that got me into craft beer, man. The Pine Belt Pale Ale. That and Santos got me into craft beer.
And that's surprising you started straight with a pale ale.
No, dude.
My favorite starting out was like a Piranha from BJ's Brew House. It's a Piranha Pale Ale, IPA.
Yeah.
Well, it was a Piranha IPA. But I went straight to IPAs. I'm
Loved it, man. I love this, man. It was just like, I got hired on, right? I was working there on the weekends. I worked on Saturday. I started working more and more and more. And then Dave was like, "Man, you're putting a lot of work in this. You love this." I was like, "Yeah, I mean, I love beer. Of course I love beer. But I also love what you guys are doing here, the culture. What you guys do here with the people, the customers that are coming here every day, every weekend they come, they're loyal, man. They come here every weekend. They want to have a pint. They want to come with pump pints and talk to us. And
Yeah.
Man, I love that whole thing about customer service. Because customer service is going away, man. That whole vibe is going away, dude. Yeah. Nobody talks to nobody.
Well, yeah, everything
you know,
is.
Get a phone. You never get a phone.
Now, granted,
shit, you know?
I love social media and everything.
Yeah, yeah,
I love
that.
The stuff
yeah,
we can
too.
Do on it.
Me too.
But you're missing the connection where you talk to another freaking human being.
And I never had been a bartender. I'd never done it. I'd never been in the business. And it was cool to sit there, pour somebody a beer,
that
and
is
they
the
would
business.
Tell you about, hey, man, I pour a beer and they're like, hey, man, you know, I had a shit weekend. I had a shit week at work, you know, and you know, this beer's, I'm relaxing. I'm having a good time. And we're talking and going back and forth, listening to music, you know, music on the PA system there. Mm-hmm. And that whole thing just kind of, it all started coming together, man. And we moved to this new location.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, I want to be a part of this. I got to do this, man. And it's been a part of my thing. And I don't sleep. I do not sleep.
Yeah.
You can ask my wife. She gets mad at me because she's like, do you ever go to bed? Like,
she's like, you're
sleep.
Up
like,
here like at fucking midnight
sleep.
Doing a podcast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right? Instead of going to bed, I thought we were going to hang
care,
out tonight.
I don't care if we have, you know, 10 listeners or 1,000 listeners. I don't give a shit because it's about the craft brewery and the beer and
Angel, hop on whenever.
Angel, come on in, man.
That's one thing for sure about craft beer. I've realized it connects people.
It does, dude. And it's the thing. No matter what your political view, whatever, I don't give a crap about that. That goes out the window when you start talking about beer and having a good time. Just talking about being people, man. Just being folks and just being.
Hello.
What's Angel, up, brother? That's my Angel. What's up, Angel? Angel's hopping on the mic, dude. Angel, I run the tap room here, but Angel, man, without Angel, I can't get anything done here, dude.
How about y'all both introduce
yourselves? I just
ran
straight, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we
about 45 minutes into the podcast.
No, just, go ahead, Keith.
No. I just wanted to say that, you know, without Angel being here helping me, he's my right hand, man. Without this guy here, man, I can't take a day off, man. I can't relax. I can't do anything. My mind doesn't relax unless the Angel's around, man. So that's
cool.
That's a good intro.
What's up, man?
What's up, dude?
What's
How's
up,
it
buddy?
Going?
I appreciate that, Keith.
Yeah.
What's
dude,
up, guys?
He's just some really nice words.
This is
you,
Angel
man.
From Southern Star. He's an assistant manager for Keith. He's,
hello, everybody.
Of course, right hand man of Keith. Keith just explained it all.
Oh, yeah.
Keith has been talking with us for the past, 25 minutes?
Yeah, we did a horrible
job. Are we
job
about
ass.
To start recording? I mean,
oh, shit, I forgot to hit record.
Yeah, basically. Whoops. He was just telling, let me catch you up, Angel. He was just telling us about the culture and how he got into working here and what he likes about, you know, the whole culture and how everybody is like the buddy system, I like to call it.
Yes,
where
yes, very.
Whoever you meet, you're nice to them and, you know, they're going to respect you and come back and be loyal to you.
Yeah. Right.
And that's what, you know, most craft brewery places are like. Like, yeah, we love to try different beers everywhere. Everyone is. But, you know, you got to have your bread and butter. Where
and
you
yeah, and
to
I definitely
to.
Like that you say that because before I started working here, I just came here to drink.
Oh,
I just
did
found
you?
Out about Southern Star.
Yeah.
And I literally live not too far from here, like.
A mile, you said?
About a mile, yeah.
I heard 366 steps, right?
1.3, yeah, I guess. That's the
I don't know.
But 1.3 miles
not
away.
Not being logistics guy.
And, I didn't know this place. I didn't know this place was here at all. I've been living here in Conroe in that house for a while.
Yeah.
And Southern Star had already been here.
Yeah.
But anyways, I would always come back just because I felt at home. Not even just being there, but...
Yeah, you hated being at
here.
Home and you're
right,
like, this
right.
is better than
yeah.
home.
Yeah. Right, because I found... Like friends, I found friends and I found a place that was comfortable, and like I feel that everybody should have that vibe.
Oh yeah, dude.
Exactly.
I
it's
mean,
like, when I was working here, dude, I was working here. We were like 2 years into this place, man. And I met Angel, and he's coming through, and I was like, man, he came through with his buddies, and I was like, man, this cat's a young cat, man. You know, he's very shy.
How old are you, Angel?
I am 26.
Oh, okay, my age.
He's a very shy cat, dude. And I just met him. I was like, dude, you're a cool cat. Let's hang out. We started hanging out. You know, I did a at some point here. I did a where I did my own can here with the brewery. Mm-hmm. I did my own art can. I did my own artwork here, and then I had a big release of it. We had a big release, and I had an art show. And then Angel's like came by, dude. Nice. He started taking pictures of me. He's like, let me get your signature. And he's like, dude, this cat's cool.
Yeah.
He's like, can I work here? I was like. Dude, you can definitely work here, dude. Like, yeah, and I put him on, dude, and he was a killer. Ever since then, he's just been a killer. He killed it, man. And like I said, I can't get nothing done without him, dude. Because everybody, you know, granted we have a great staff here, but without Angel, that he's the backbone of this tapper, man. Because without him, I can't get shit done, man. Because I got a lot on my plate, dude. But with him, I can dip out. I can dip out, do my thing, and then and he's still here. And I know that it's not gonna burn down. The place is not gonna burn down if he's here. That's all I care. That's all I give a shit.
Yeah, we're not here every day, so you don't gotta worry about that.
It's not gonna burn down.
I like hearing that personally. You know, that feels good.
Oh yeah,
you, you gotta, you mean, you gotta do that. You gotta do that.
Everybody should feel that way.
You gotta do that, man. And everybody that works here has their role, man. But Angel's role is huge, and you know this place, it's like clockwork, man. And he took on, he sees what I do. He sees if I told Angel when he first started here, I said, if you see a kid, if you see a lady across the room, her little kid sneezes. If you see his sneeze, get take a nap with that little kid and make sure he gets his nose clean, dude. Mm-hmm. It's just those little things like that that people keep coming back. You know, people keep coming back.
Yeah. It definitely goes
small
long
things,
way,
dude. People notice. People notice because they're like, oh man, you know, this guy here, he made sure my beer was cold for me when I came up, or he made sure that my table was clean when I sat down, dude. It's just those small things. It's just customer service.
I mean,
dude.
I love my 80-degree beer, and he made sure it was 80 degrees. I was like, fuck yes. Finally, someone understands me.
Anytime.
You know, that's funny, too, because we'll go to breweries, and we'll set our beer off to the side when we get an IPA, because, you know, it tastes better when it's room temperature.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And people will look at us crazy, and, like, every time we come up here, we just do our thing. Y'all take care of us. It's never no problems, never no crazy stares.
Like, literally.
We feel like family, literally.
That's cool. I like to.
We came up here. We came up here Saturday.
Yeah.
And I went up to the bar and I was like, hey, you know, can I get a beer? Pulled out my credit card. And I was like, ready to buy it. He goes, you gotta go over there, get tickets. Walked over there. Not you, but someone else stopped me halfway, gave me like 3 tickets, and they were like, go get your beer with your family here.
Yeah.
I was like, I've been here one, like twice.
Cool. And everybody recognizes everybody.
No, for sure. You're part of us. And then, you know, of course, he's making us, it's Tim. He's making us the football helmets and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude is freaking amazing. Like, I mean, I know you're an artist, Keith. That dude, he could do stuff on helmets.
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand it.
No, he's made a couple helmets.
He's great.
Right?
He's great. And he does things for Pass the Gravy.
He speaks his art.
He's great, man. He's great.
Like, because every guy's a football guy. Yeah. Like, that's Texas, where we started out.
Texas, man. Texas.
So I was like, oh, my God, you're making us a helmet? Like,
that's awesome, man.
100% in. Now, we need to talk a little bit about your art. Now, on Sundays, it's really cool because you do stuff with kids. And you give them like art class and everything.
Yeah.
And just talk about it a little bit.
Well, the thing is that they came out of nowhere, because before I was the manager of the tap room and all that good stuff. You know, I don't care about that. That's just the title. I don't give a crap about that. But before I was running the tap room or whatever, there was another gentleman doing painting class for adults and kids and stuff like that and all that good stuff. And it wasn't working out. It just wasn't flowing. You know, it wasn't working. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna bring that back. I'm gonna bring that painting class back. So I brought it back for the kids to get off their phones, man. For kids to put their phone down or tablet, whatever the case is.
I love that.
And use their creativity. And for 2 hours, kids can just relax. And then I talk to them and tell them, hey, man, you know, this is how it works. This is how painting works. This is a brush and paint. You know, dude, you can go to another world with that, dude. Yeah. So for 2 hours, they get to take their mind away from it, and parents get to drink beer.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win, because parents get to drink beer, relax, then go outside, step outside, have a beer, have a smoke, whatever the case is, you know, cigarette. And then I'm with the kids, you know, I'm babysitting, but it's babysitting with creativity, you know. Yeah. So I had to bring that back. So we do painting classes with the kids on Sundays from 12:30 to 2:30. We do painting classes with the kids, and it's the half pints. You know, we bring the half pints, and that's the class for the kids, man. The half pints, man.
So how many kids
do you usually get?
On average, we usually get about 8 to 10 kids. You know,
is it one of those things where they can walk in here and pay a ticket?
Yeah, it's twenty bucks. It's twenty bucks for kids to play, for kids to paint. Excuse me. Yeah. We furnished the canvas and the paints and the brushes and all. All they do is just sit down and have fun.
Yeah.
We throw an apron on them. Uh-huh. They don't get dirty. We take care of them. I talk to them.
Okay.
Not only are we doing painting, but we're also telling them things about life. Like, you know, this is cool. You know, this is fun. You know, and I tell them stories about, you know, Tom and Jerry. You know, things like that. I'll tell them about our cartoons, Bugs Bunny. Yeah. You know, and they're like, oh, I've seen that on TV before or whatever the case is. But I just like to bring them back to, like, You're a kid. Yeah. I'm still a kid. I'm a big ass kid. You know,
dude,
so
dude, I can tell you're such a dad.
I'm a bad ass kid.
100%
I'm a big ass kid.
I'm
a big ass kid. Like, let's paint.
I'm gonna just
for sure.
Yeah, I want to
treat y'all like my children.
We're gonna paint. We're gonna paint. We're gonna have fun, dude. And when you go home, you got a piece of artwork. When you go home, you get to hang it up on the wall. Or
and
the
you get to say you did
it. Yeah, we did this. You did this. Yeah. So,
What kind of stuff do you usually choose? Like, is there always a certain
theme? The thing is, and this is where Angel comes in, because Angel's like, man, you need to do, because Angel's a gamer, so Angel's and he's been kicking my ass about doing Fortnite stuff and this and that, but. I started with the classics. I started with Mario and Luigi and things like that.
He's a PUBG guy.
Yeah, so
I've never played video games in my life.
All of it is Xbox, PlayStation.
So we're gonna
hit me up later.
But, yeah, for sure. Get that gamer.
So we're definitely down the road. We're gonna do Fortnite things, but I just want to start with the classics. You know, show the kids, hey, you know Mario, you know Luigi. These are classics, man.
That's pretty classic, man.
But we are going to move on to, like I said, the modern things, the Fortnite stuff, because I get it. Those things are huge, man. That's a huge market right now, and for sure. But these kids, man, I just want to show them that you can be the world's entertaining without the electronics, man. You don't need the tablet, man. You can still use your own mind.
Well, it keeps your imagination alive.
Creative,
I mean,
be creative, man.
Today, you know, kids are basically need electronics to stay alive.
Yeah.
And it's like,
that's so bothersome.
I hate that
it
so
is.
Much because I never grew up with a computer and never had an Xbox, PlayStation, like any of that growing up.
Exactly.
I had a baseball, a bat, outside.
Shitload of broken windows.
And, you know, a shitload of scars. Now, granted, like, I had dirt bikes and stuff like that. But honestly, I just... never spent a day inside. Even when it was raining, we found a way around it. But I love that because it's like, you know, I played piano as a kid and my parents were hard on me for learning it. And I never understood why until later on. I was like, man, that's something I'm gonna always have with me. And it's like the kids that draw or have that imagination, they're going to be able to create stuff because they have an imagination going on. Like, we started a podcast where we just did whatever we want, and we'll come up with new ideas, new events. You know, we got Halloween party coming up, D Monster Mash, you know? That's coming up.
Please come out.
October 25th, Friday
Monster
night.
Mash.
Next day is going to be actually Southern Stars Halloween party.
Oh, yeah.
So y'all
Saturday,
need to come out to
so
our Halloween party.
Back.
Yeah,
then
back-to-back
party.
Yeah.
We're going to be at both events.
Oh, yeah.
Let's have fun.
It's going to be a long hangover.
It's a long weekend.
Well, we got all November to be hungover.
We got metal music, too. So you guys like
got metal music with Halloween party.
I'm
going to
be playing a lot of Taylor Swift.
We're going to have karaoke at an orange. So y'all want to come through.
Yeah,
where
are
y'all going to be at?
It's going to be at 12001 Richmond Avenue. Okay. It's over there basically by the Beltway and Westheimer, right over there.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's about a 45-minute drive. If Danny's driving, it's 25
minutes.
If you took your Uber,
it's
25 minutes.
That's cool, man. Like I said, I just...
it's a drive.
It's a drive, man. But I used to hang out over there. I used to go to different bars out there in Richmond. And it was a good time out there.
It's the dirty dozen. I mean, you got 12 different bars, meet 12 different people. There's a lot of dirty stuff going on. but it should be fun. And we are going to be out here the next night. We'll probably go to BuzzFest and come out here.
I mean,
we're basically not going to sleep that
weekend. You shouldn't.
Yeah.
Of course. Shout out Pass the Gravy. Shout out Southern Star, because that's where we're at.
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, basically, I'm just going to give you a visual of what's going on here. We came up here on an open mic night. They do open mics every Wednesday?
Every Wednesday.
Wednesday. Now, is it just karaoke, like singing?
It's just singing. It's just people come out. You come out with your guitar. You can do
stand-up.
Can you
do stand-up?
You can do stand-up comedy.
Danny, we're definitely going to do stand-up sometime soon.
Yeah, you can do stand-up comedy.
Soon?
Yeah, as long as it's art, you know, it's artsy, you can do it, man.
It's rated R all the way.
Yeah, you can do, what's it called?
Dancing with the Stars. I don't like the stars really that much. I mean, especially out here. You can't hear?
It keeps cutting out.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
We need to buy new shit.
Do you want to switch one with the other one?
I just don't know if it's like you guys can still hear me. If you guys can still hear me, that's fine.
Or remember, my stuff's on a completely different. I can hear you.
Oh, then it's we're good.
Then I can hear
it's
you.
Good. As long as
you, I know you guys.
Yeah, if you need to like pop the headphones off so you can hear us.
Yeah, that's why.
It works. Yeah.
Sorry, guys. We're really new to this. Only a year in.
No, you guys are good.
We have a very mobile.
It's
cool. So it works out quick because we're constantly taking them apart, putting it together, constantly. It happens.
Go back to where
we're the most professional.
Sorry to screw that up.
I know, right?
No, you're good, dude. No, that's awesome because it's like I know six places you could do stand up in Houston.
Yeah.
Most of them are on Friday. Tuesdays is at Houston Improv. You could go Midtown on Fridays and Thursdays. But it's good to have like creativity for different people. Y'all do open mic up here. We are definitely going to check that up.
No,
Keep bragging how great we are. Not really that great.
So you have done already a stand up?
We're not going to talk about it right now.
And I bombed like bad. Nice.
I've done two. I did good on one because I have a really good bit. It's about,
I'm still working on my bits.
It's basically, I get confused with Aretha Franklin and Anne Frank. That's my bit. But I have that bit, and I got a few other bits that I'm trying to store up. But you'll hear it up here. I'll come up here one day, and we'll blow it up. We'll blow the place up. We will blow it up by 9/11. No, I'm just kidding.
And it was cool to meet you guys. It was cool to, Alex is like, I'm going to bring the weekly D up here for the 300 episode, and I was like, man, these guys, want to hear these guys because I'm busy. I don't even have time to listen to a lot of podcasts. So when you hear, it's like, yeah, these guys are good. And I heard you guys, like, okay, this could work for us, because it's very, very cash and very relaxed. Because Alex and them, they're those guys are like streamlined, man. Those guys are good.
We're the rough,
but we're getting there.
They are Mount Everest, and we are Rocky Mountain ice cream. Like we're down to get dirty. We're pretty tasty time to time, but we're very rocky.
No, I like it, dude. I love it.
You don't know what you're going to get.
You're very rough around the edges.
No, it's good, though. I love it.
But honestly, we like to mix it in. We are the type of people that will go out here on 2 hours of sleep and try to make... I love y'all because y'all make people happy, and that's the shit we do.
Exactly.
Literally last year, y'all don't even know this, we gave away 20 Yetis. I paid out of pocket for each Yeti $60.
So much money.
And I literally spent $20 for a sticker to put it laminated on, and we were sending it to people just so they could have something with our logo to drink out of. And I was like, everyone loves Yetis for some reason. They don't want the Walmart crap. So I'm like, okay, cool. I'll just burn all my money for overtime and my whole Christmas bonus on this shit.
We haven't been the smartest podcasters.
And honestly, Alex is the same way. He'll come up here and literally 300th episode, our 50th episode.
Yeah.
We put in a lot of money and time, and y'all gave us the whole room, and y'all let us... I said, every time we come up here, you're like, this is your... How do y'all make money?
Yeah. it's like Alex told me, he was like, we want to have the 300 podcast. I said, you know what? Okay, cool. Let's do this. 300 podcast. You know what I'm going to do? Mm-hmm. I'm going to throw you Hold On Hollywood. I'm a book Hold On Hollywood. You guys have them catch.
You come out of your pocket.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. But we want to there because it's...
Do something over the top
because
for us.
I know, because I can see what Alex does, and I see what you guys do. I see
There's a reason why we open and we don't close.
I see the drive and the passion. So I was like, man, fuck, I'm gonna throw these guys. I'm gonna call Hold On Hollywood. I'm gonna say, hey, whatever you guys want for an acoustic set, come on out, man. Because I want y'all to close out the night for these guys.
Oh, they killed it too, man.
But I just like because Alex like, you don't have to do that. I said, I want to do that for y'all, man, because it'll bring not only do they get to get their audience out here. But it brings y'all an audience out here, you know?
And not to suck anyone's dick, but y'all are all fucking great. Like,
nah,
I mean, y'all are fucking great. Alex, of course, he's great. He's helped us since day one. He gave us a platform we didn't have.
He literally gave us that boost, extra push.
And then y'all let us come out here in the middle of the week, and basically y'all opened up a tap room after hours, basically. Yeah,
for sure.
And that's why it's called After Hours.
Say, it looks badass in here.
It's better, it's better when nobody's in here. It's, better, it's always
more.
Better when
it's, like, I've it feels never cooler, seen it. Though.
Yeah.
Right?
It's more like, VIP. Like honestly. Like, hey, guys, no one's listening, real quick. Honestly, this is like an adult playground. Like, let's be honest, real quick. Like,
we got foosball.
You got foosball. You got beer. You could play. You can do whatever you want. There's so much stuff. There's so much room to do cool stuff here.
A lot of activities. Like, yeah. Not room for activities, man.
And really is.
I literally coming up here for Oktoberfest, which was last weekend,
blast,
of course.
Dude. That was blast.
I
we got cake balls, too.
So,
awesome. Don't forget about the cake balls.
My boss.
Oh, yeah, cake balls?
Yeah, he's got some over there in the case. I've been eyeing them since I came in. Full fat syndrome coming in. So, my boss, he goes to Munich every year for opening weekend of Oktoberfest.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, dude, I'm on the same level. Like, my grandparents started Wurstfest in New Brunswick. So a lot of people don't know that.
Holy shit.
They were one of the people that started. That's my grandparents are awesome, from Germany. And they are 100%, like, you could say, full beer. Like, cool, I grew up with where dinner table, you got pitchers of beer, and that's how you eat dinner.
Wow.
And you start drinking around 13, 14 in my family because they said, we want you to teach you how to drink when you're younger. That way you don't make mistakes when you're older, except when you're me, because I fucked up a lot. But no, honestly.
Almost worked.
But honestly, no, growing up with my grandparents drinking with us at Worst Fest, my 21st birthday was there, and I fucking loved
That's
it.
Awesome, dude.
But it's like, Oktoberfest is supposed to be celebrated just like that, where you have competitions,
yeah.
You have a live band, which is fucking awesome. Angel, give me whatever. I don't care. Just whatever. Yeah. It's fine.
Whatever falls.
And honestly, it is just so fucking awesome that y'all celebrate it, because every brewery should be like that, and they're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you got a few. You got
celebrated it opening weekend.
Yeah. That's how you're supposed to do it.
The best fucking
thing ever. Our owner, Dave, man, he's very in tune to this. He's very much into the German culture.
Uh-huh.
He's the way he makes beers here. The way he tells me is the reason why he was the master brewer at St. Arnold
yes.
in 2007.
Yes.
He came out of here on his own. He said, man, because I want to come out here, I want to start my own brewery. And he goes, and the water that's out here in Conroe is similar to the water that's out in Europe and Germany.
Yeah.
He goes, so I can make the beer pretty damn close to what it is like in Germany.
Yeah.
So when we make Oktoberfest, our Oktoberfest is amazing. It's there's an oil company that's down the street. It's called Neil Rig. And all the guys that work there, they put these rigs together, these oil rigs together, they're all German guys. They're actually from Germany.
Mm-hmm. So and they steal the malt for you. Here, they I would, got you.
they would come to our tap room, and they were like, dude, this beer, this Oktoberfest is similar. It's like pretty damn close to what we have at home. So it's
that's great.
What you're doing here is amazing, and don't stop doing it. And he goes, there's like 30, 40 guys that would come in here, and these guys are like actual Germans, you know. They couldn't speak English. They could barely speak English.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you're making great beer. So when I tell Dave this, Dave's like, this is why we do what we do, man.
They see
these
a guys, orange label. They say, I want that beer because they know what it is.
And then they see
it as almost a dunkel color.
Yeah.
So and that's exactly what you need.
So when we do this, Dave's like, man, I'm a traditionalist. So he goes, we're going to have Oktoberfest on September 21st. Like,
yes.
To
open,
so we do, and it's an awesome party. And our customers that come here, and we don't call customers, we call them friends and family. Mm-hmm. And when they come here, they're ready to party, they're ready to get down.
And let me tell you this, I came in ready to film a full vlog, and I was like, holy shit, no one's gonna be able to hear me.
No,
Keith's like over there, like, what's up, man? Hi,
yeah.
And you just hear a live band of Germans playing in the background, and it's like, okay, cool.
It's a nightmare.
Thank you so much.
It's a nightmare, dude. It's thank you. It's what we live for, and it's
some good beer.
So for those that don't know, okay, Oktoberfest is this time of the year, and it's a harvest festival. Now, the reason why it's called Oktoberfest and it's a harvest festival is because what they do is get the crops from over the summer, they're about to go bad, and turn it into a beer before it goes bad through the winter winter times in the early the late 1800s, early 1900s, before they could, you know, store crops year round, and before they could grow crops during the winter time. Right. So over there in Germany, where it's like 40 degrees around the next 4 months of the year, what they do is take all the shit that's going bad, all the crops and everything, turn it into good beer, and that beer will last 3 or 4 months, even though it's going bad. But they can still get. They basically don't waste it because it's straight beer. I mean,
sure.
And that's what they drink on for all through the winter. So you have a festival of celebrating all the harvests going bad, and it's about to be wintertime. We need to get drunk
because that's
the only way we're going to survive.
I didn't really know that
fact.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a few random things I know about beer that no one needs to know. But my grandparents told me that story growing up.
That's fantastic, man.
That's why I believe in drinking beer like 70, 80 degrees too, because that's exactly how I grew up around it. And I always drink darker beer because that's how you drink it in Germany. And what's weird is the darker beer, and I love it here because y'all's dark beer isn't really filling. Like, it's not, it's not going to fill you up or make you feel bloated because it's not supposed to. It's supposed to have good, nice malts that have that flavor, but not so much that's going to make you like, oh my God, I can't eat for 2 days from now. Yeah. So, yeah, I just wanted to rub and tug a little bit about that.
You definitely tug a lot.
Fun facts.
I know. It's just
I definitely learned something new today.
Not supposed to be an educational podcast.
That was the one for today.
That was the one fact you get last day.
It works, man. That works.
No, but me and Danny, what's cool about us is we writing bullshit stuff down all the time.
Yeah.
And that's why, going full circle, I love your art thing going on where you do it with the kids, because we have a great imagination and we're worried about the kids of the future.
Oh, I'm trying, man. I'm trying to save them.
And
I'm
it's cool seeing the different kids' child's version of whatever he's painting.
Yeah.
Their version. Their vision.
I bet, yeah.
All the kids are different.
I bet you get some random ones. Where
there's one
like,
kid specifically, his son actually, I mean, he's the son of a worker who works in the warehouse.
That's why.
Canning manager. His son, his vision is more psychedelic.
Oh,
compared
badass.
To other kids, and it's really crazy.
He's got a whole nother level. Yeah,
trippy. Like various eyeballs.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah.
It's just cool to see these kids, and then we get kids, we get parents to say, "Hey, man, our kid's been bugging us for 2 weeks to bring us back out because they love how you teach them, and you're not being a teacher. It's fun. It's like a friend. Yeah, exactly. So they want to come back and they want to do it again and again and again, and it's just like hanging out with a buddy of theirs, you know, in high school or in elementary, whatever the case is." Because I don't talk down to anybody, dude.
Teacher, dude.
Yeah, like, I don't talk down to anybody. When it comes to our staff or anything, I don't try to talk to anybody. Like, hey, this is my, you know, this is my employee. No, I don't do that. But being a boss and being, you know, a teacher, I don't do that, man. I'm very much like, we're together. We're doing this together, man. We're having fun.
No, that's one thing for sure that I've noticed.
Yeah, it's not a job.
From the times we've interacted with
this is a relationship.
You give off this vibe where you're just like, you're cool.
Yeah,
like,
we're having fun,
dude. You
give
off this cool vibe. You're having a good time.
You know, when I met you.
Talk to
Keith. Yeah. When I met you, Alex introduced us. Yeah. Danny wasn't with me that weekend.
I know.
And you were like, "Dude, where's your foot?
Where's your partner, man?"
Like, I remember that.
There's two of y'all. You are the weekly D because Daniel and Daniel. Where's the other Daniel?
Where's the other guy?
Yeah, he's busy with his girlfriend's birthday. Apparently, that's important. I don't know.
Your birthday? Yeah, I was gonna skip all that.
Keith was just like. Full in. He's like, okay, so tell me about yourself. Like, I met him and I was like, Danny, you gotta meet this guy.
Literally the text message I got that day.
I was like, dude, I will not drive an Uber. I will not pay $75 for an Uber to a lot of places.
But this is one of them.
This is one place.
Yeah.
And granted, my nanny, she died a couple years ago on St. Patty's Day. Of course, you know. Got to go out with a celebration.
Jump around.
Drink a pitcher every year for her.
Right.
She lived in New Waverly.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, right down the road from y'all.
Shit. Right
like,
on, man.
Literally.
Hell yeah.
Right down the road. Right around the...
Yeah.
Right over the railroad tracks. Has 10 acres. We still own the property today. And it's so badass when I come out here, because I'm like, man, it's like going to my nanny's house and I get drunk. I'm like, fuck yeah, man. I love it.
Good memories.
And I'm like, man, it's so at home over here. I love it and everything. But Keith, you are one of the most amazing people I've ever met. Let me just say this. Like, there's not a lot of people like you.
Both
of
y'all, man. Both
Angel, I don't know you that well. No, I'm not going to do that.
Even Angel, dude. Every time I've talked to Angel, he's just like, whatever you need, we got you. Like, y'all definitely go out your way to make sure customers feel like that.
Yeah, because for me, I look at where our company.
I like doing that.
Yeah, no.
I like that you notice that.
I notice it, and then it makes me feel good. It makes me want to come back more and more, because I'm like, oh, these guys are cool, man.
But our brewery, man, Dave, when I met Dave, he was just like, man, this is family owned, and we're very small.
Yeah.
So when he told me that, I was like, I keep that in my mind. I was like, it's family owned. I treat it like it's my home. Like, this is our family. So I was like, I don't want to be rude and try to keep it like, you know, even if there's somebody that's in here that's having a beer and they've had too much, and I can tell they're shit faced, and I'm just like,
AKA
you know what?
Me.
Yeah. And I'm just like, you know,
get
some water, you know, just relax, you know. Because I don't want to treat anybody like, hey, get the hell out of here. You know, I'm not that way. Can't do that. We've had other staff members that have been that way. They're like, you know, get out of here. You know, and I'm like, I've told that staff, either I've let that staff member go, or I've told them, you don't treat our people like that. Like, you know, they've had too much. And everybody's having a good time, and sometimes people lose their
sense.
They just lose their mind. Yeah, and so just
one of those guys is right next to me.
I'm like rubbing my head like.
But I try to keep it. You know, I try to keep it to where it's like, you know, just they're having a good time, man. Yeah. You got to forgive them. You know, it's not.
See,
you know, we're having it's a weekend thing. We're having a great time. I just try to keep it very family oriented, and you know,
this is our house,
but this is our home.
You're coming to our party.
Yeah, this is our home. Every weekend we're hosting a party, and you're invited, and come party with us, and just be cool, man. Just relax, just have fun, and that's how we do.
That's a hard bargain to sell. I mean,
it is. But with everybody, but you know, and then like I said, like Angel and our other staff members,
a lot of drinking.
Angel and our other staff members, they all get the same. We all have the same tradition and the same values and the same ideas, so they all know where I'm coming from.
So I want to talk a little bit about Ben.
Some tolerance too.
Ben is one of your staff members who gives the best tours.
He gives the best tours ever.
I don't know how much you want to talk about him, but that dude, he's something special.
He's been here. He's been with the company since.
Shout out Ben Blair.
Yeah. With our company since we've been at the old location.
Guy with two first names. I love it.
Yeah, Ben Blair. Yeah. He's been with the company since the old location, and he's been around probably since the place started, you know, since 2007. And
that dude is an animal.
And when I came aboard, he taught me how to pour my own beer, how to talk to customers. So I was just like, for me, it's weird to be his, not necessarily boss, but just be in charge of him now, because he taught me how to pour a damn beer, because I didn't know how to pour beer. He taught me how to pour beer. And he's like, this is how it works. This is how it is. These are our regulars. He gave me the face of the regulars that are here. And so now having been here, it's like he's like a grandfather. He's always here. And he's like, if you need anything, if you need a tour.
He's a level 36 wizard.
If you need a tour, if you need a private tour, let me know. I'll take them down there.
He gave us a private tour.
Yeah.
Y'all go check out our vlog on the Weekly D website.
It's going to be out on Wednesday. Yeah.
And on YouTube. Just hit up Weekly D.
YouTube.com/weeklyd.
We actually got a video of the Oktoberfest festivities. And he... Ben gave us
the best private tour.
I can honestly say, I mean, I did have to look up a skirt. Not going to talk too much about it. But it was a hell of a tour, and it was just as good as the first time.
Yeah.
And there's not a lot of people I say that about. But, no, he's awesome. And, I mean, just like most of the people here, like,
oh yeah,
I come up to the bar, and I haven't been here since the live podcast, obviously.
Yeah, sure.
And they're like, oh, Weekly D, what's up, man?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh shit, you remember me. That's not a good sign.
Yeah. That's a good thing, man.
That's also a good thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing.
That's a great thing.
We love you guys, man.
I don't remember last time I was here, so that's a great thing.
Yeah, I make sure I tell this, you know, I make sure I tell everybody, hey man, these guys are gonna be here this weekend. Yeah. Let's just make sure they feel, you know, at home. Let's say this is
This is our home, man.
So, Keith, we know you love your IPAs.
I love my IPAs.
Angel, what kind of beer is your favorite?
I definitely turned into a Kolsch person.
Kolsch? You like the lighter side.
I know we only have one here, and that's very biased.
Yeah.
But, yes, I go for the very light side of beers.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that at all. So, what turned you on to a lighter beer? Like, was it the flavor? Was it you just don't like getting too drunk?
It was
you don't
like more of the. It was more stuff? Of the not getting too drunk so quick.
Yeah. Were you
and more like before just getting
that
drunk?
That must be hard working here. My dumb ass, my work here. I'm like, oh, look, give me the IPA. It's like,
and that's another thing
let's
too.
Let's go stout.
Yeah, let's go stout. Let's go barrel age if you have any.
And like, I can, I will drink an IPA. I don't really. I'm not a big fan of them.
Yeah.
But I will.
You're
drink
not
them.
A smoker. Mm-hmm. That's why
I will drink kidding. Them. Just to expand my taste, my palate.
You should always, but. Guys, whoever's listening right now, you should always expand your palate because it changes like literally every 8 months, 8 to 10 months. And you'll be surprised. I know, Danny, you didn't start out liking, you love stout starting out. You didn't like IPA starting out.
Yeah.
You love them now. And then you started getting sours, and I
dabbled with sour. I dabbled with it. It wasn't really my thing. There was only one sour I really liked. It
takes about 6 years to get around
tried,
sours,
and that was
surprisingly.
From Goliad in Victoria. They had a watermelon sour.
Which is amazing, by the way.
Yeah, literally, it was the perfect winter beer until the strawberry and lime came out. Once strawberry and lime came out, and like throw everything else out the window.
No,
that's the best summer beer possible.
My favorite sour that ever stood out from Ingenious. It was a Skittles.
Oh, okay. Oh,
yeah. Skittles, and it was like really good.
Yeah, you're a munchies kind of guy.
But I definitely started off drinking stouts and like pale ales, like here, and then I definitely found out I like more
lighter beers. Yeah, that get you less fucked up.
Right,
yeah, obviously.
But like I can still keep up. You know,
you'll throw some down.
I was actually surprised y'all didn't have a DOS boot competition because I was like. You have no clue. I am a chugging champ.
Yeah, I was about to say, I'm not going to lie. That would like, be a competition.
Yeah, I'd try to keep it with the
there's not a lot of things I can do well.
But I can do it.
62 ounces of full
problem with that is just
I can
like
knock it back.
Craft beer. Craft beer is different when you do that.
Yeah.
I hit you like one and done boot. You're done.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, that is
no,
true.
Get
that
me
is
wrong.
True.
Don't get me wrong.
Because I chugged a DOS boot with Dunkel in it.
Yeah, nice. You drink any type of Dunkel, you drink a Doppelbock, you drink...
I was done for the day.
I mean, you drink anything 5, 6%, you're drinking 62 to 82 ounces, depending on who makes the boot.
After I checked that, I was like, pull me out, coach. I'm done.
Take a knee.
I guess it's more traditional.
We actually used to go to this bar downtown called Bar Munich. They shut down, and they made you sign a waiver before you order a boot.
Nice, dude.
It was like, oh, my... It's like, you got to say... So whoever's birthday it was, because you had to have one designated driver, and then you get one person to drink the boot. So we came with four people. Of course, Danny over here, him and his friend have a birthday right next to each other. Yeah. So me and the other white dude, we are the designated driver, so we can't drink boots. But basically, you sign the waiver, take a picture, because you're like, oh, this is so badass. They got soccer on, because it's all German shit. Yeah. And you're just knocking down boots, and it's like, oh, my God.
Dude, that was fun, though. We chugged that boot, and it fucked us up. Nice.
Then we go to the soccer game, and turns out we know a lot about soccer.
Yeah, we were going to the Dynamo games.
Nice. That's right.
I got a little breathalyzer on my car. We're all testing it out. Let's see what you get. Let's see what you get. High score wins. No.
Man, dude, hey, you know who's got a good beer selection downtown? It's, what's it, Gotham Pizza, I think is what it is.
Gotham Pizza.
They got a good beer selection.
Okay, have you ever been a Nobi over on the east side? Dude, 36 beers on tap, all craft, all around the country.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff.
They have, I think, 18 beers local in Texas, all the way from Dallas to Austin. They keep locally on tap. I think they actually have y'all's beer on tap as well.
Good stuff, dude.
Now, Clancy's over by where I live in Richmond.
Okay.
I love it because they had y'all strawberry blonde on tap the first 2 weeks it came out.
Ooh.
The guy that owns the place, he's a beer fanatic. And I was like, dude, you get anything Southern Star, I will come here weekly. And he has kept up with that.
Yeah.
he is literally hitting me up, like, texting me, hey, let your friends know that they could get Southern Star here. I'm like, bet.
Did you get a chance to try the pumpkin?
Yes, I did.
Did you like it?
Here's the thing. I liked it because I'm a big pumpkin guy. Okay. Like, I go to Starbucks, I order the same shit you order because I got your order today. I'm like, cool. We like pumpkin spice. I'm all for that. Like, glad I'm not the only white guy around here or white girl around here. Anyways. No,
that's good. Yeah, no, I liked it.
I was like, there's got to be a touch of nutmeg in there somewhere. Oh, yeah. Like, I definitely taste that or a lot of cinnamon. Oh, yeah. And I'm like, me and him are also chefs in the kitchen, so that's where I get my art. Okay. I get my art from the kitchen, and I think you do too.
Yeah,
you could get a little bit crazy on designs and stuff. Okay, but we got a lot of fusion cooking going on.
Okay,
now guys. A lot of people don't know how difficult it is to make beer. Have y'all made any beer here?
I haven't yet.
I have yet to see the process.
I was going to say, can you explain how difficult it is to make a good beer?
I could not.
From what I gathered, our brewmaster, Taylor Gibson, he makes amazing beers.
He's the guy that used to work at St. Arnold, right?
Taylor Gibson, no, he's our guy. The guy that used to work here, that used to be our brewmaster, was Sam Wright. He used to be our brewmaster at St. Arnold.
Yeah.
But now he went his own way. But we have Taylor Gibson now, and he makes fantastic beers. He makes, in fact, he's got a, he made a beer that we are going to, now we're going to turn into a year-round beer, which is going to be our Oktoberist, which is a Russian Imperial Stout. And that's going to be coming out in.
I love the fact that it's year round because
it's going to be a lot of people are iffy
on stouts in the summer. But
we had a beer called the Black Crack.
And I've had that.
Okay, we're gonna do away with that one. We're gonna retire that one, and we're gonna come out with the Oktoberist, and that's gonna come out in late November to December. And it's a double Russian Imperial Stout is gonna come out, and that's what's we're gonna be. It's late December.
It's just shouting my name at 9%.
Dark beer for sure.
Dark beer, malty, very malty, brown. And
yeah, it's definitely more malty than hoppy. It's a more brown than a blonde, and it's definitely more bitter, than sweet.
Very bitter.
Obviously, more brown than blonde.
But when you move the when you move the beer around in the glass, it's like motor oil.
Yeah, you're gonna see the buoyancy.
Yeah,
and. It's really cool when you actually, like you said, move the glass, it around. If you actually see the brown on the side, that means it shows you how much malt is in there.
It's gonna be killer.
Oh my god, it sounds like a milky stout.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely if you like dark beers.
And I'm just waiting for it to get 30 degrees so I can have the first stout.
Oh yeah, I'll wait.
What barrel are you gonna put it in?
This year we're gonna try it out, see what you think of the Oktoberist. When people get the reaction from the Oktoberist, if we like it, then we're gonna. In the past years, we've used Garrison Brothers barrels, and we used Four Roses barrels, bourbon barrels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
I think for this one, we're probably waiting on the.
Yeah, we're waiting to see if we get the feedback on how this stout and this Russian Imperial stout works. If it if it's a hit. Then we'll start doing our new
second question. Yeah. Why are y'all trying that? Can we be here?
Hold on.
Better question. Are y'all hiring any taste testers?
as soon as we're ready.
Full time or part time. We'll make it work.
As soon as
we're ready. 2 hours up here.
As soon as we're ready.
Just come back every day, man. Yeah. You'll be good.
You'll be surprised.
You'll be good.
We're gonna have special tastings for the Oktoberist. We're going to have special tastings for that because we're going to. We have our secret society. Our secret society is folks that.
I have the secret. I'm not going to talk about it because you're not supposed to talk about
it. So we have our secret society members, and those
you know who you are. Cult, those friends, but you know who you are.
Those friends of ours will be able to.
Danny doesn't have one.
Yeah, they'll get a secret message saying when they can come taste that Oktoberist.
Exactly.
The Oktoberist, and there's another one coming out. We have another beer coming out in November called Lamont.
Lamort Vivant.
It's definitely a French beer.
Yeah,
French beer.
What kind of beer is it?
It's gonna, from what I gather, it's gonna be malty, brown, and a little sweet.
Can so it real quick? It's def- it's it says right there French style something de garde.
Oh, okay.
This beer, gotcha. This beer is definitely French.
This beer was out before, the and then when I the day that I
so guys, if y'all are a fan of Carbach, I hate to relate it to that because this beer is a lot better, but it almost looks like a Black Lab kind of thing, where it's not going to be so much of it's like a darker brown ale, I'm guessing.
Okay. And I haven't had it yet because when I came on to the company.
Yeah,
It was retired. They retired. Was like three or four years ago when they retired it. So I didn't get to taste it.
Yeah,
but I hear a lot of good things. And then at the Rinfest, they make this beer. They take this. Oh, okay. They've taken this recipe.
I hate to relate it to another brewery because they made it
at the Rinfest.
Y'all don't understand the comparison. There's a few breweries in the U.S. that can relate to y'all's brewery. I mean, I guess you can say. Like 512, okay. That's y'all's brewery is, okay. I mean, y'all make a lot better beer than some of their beers, but I mean, like I love their, one of my favorites is a Trappel. It's called Devil's Backbone. Ooh, and, it's about 8.6%. And a Trappel is made by a monk, honestly.
Huh.
He's gotta be a certified monk, but it's almost like a sweeter beer. It's like a Douai Evel. And very sweet though, but it gives like a golder tint to it, and it's amazing. But a lot of y'all's beer,
it's great,
kicks ass. On the Houston market, it's like, how can I not get Southern Star at this gas station? Y'all.
Yeah, for sure. And then like Dave, our owner, he's always saying that the beer he likes to make beer where you can't hide behind flavors or anything fancy. It's just like, this is going to be straightforward. You're going to get what you're going to get, and you can't hide behind anything. And that's what we like. So he likes to make that kind of stuff where it's just straightforward. And when you come here, you know you're going to get the same beer every time. It's not going to be, oh, man, they kind of screwed it up this time. It tastes a little different this time. Anytime you come here, it's going to be the same.
Oh, it tastes the exact same. And what's really freaking weird, guys, you get strawberry blonde on draft, it tastes the same out of the can.
Yeah.
That is so much of a difference. I always said a Shiner out of the can, a Shiner Oktoberfest tastes better out of the can than on draft or bottled. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Anything by Sam Adams tastes better draft, obviously. True. Bottle's trash. Can is okay. like the Winter Lager, I'm a fan of their Winter Lager, and I hate being like big chains and shit. Anyways, not to talk about shit like that all day. Like, I really wasn't trying to, because there's a lot of people that listen to the podcast and they're like, okay, we know a little bit about beer and we get it. It's hard to make and it tastes great. Cool. I need to try Southern Star.
Well, I wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
You guys know it. Maybe you guys don't.
Sure.
How do y'all come up with the next beer? Like, is it all experimental, and then you're just like, let's try this out and see what happens, or...
You draw names out of the hat?
Well, as of late, we've been doing this thing called Thursday Test Batches. Okay. And Thursday Test Batches, our brewers...
We came on the wrong day.
Yeah, Thursday. So we have
call it in tomorrow.
So I hit it on Taylor. Taylor Gibson is our master brewer now.
Yeah.
He makes some beers. And then we also have Lauren and Aaron that work in the brew house. Mm-hmm. And these guys, they go out of their way and they make some test batch brews. And I know that... we've had certain beers that come up from a test batch and they turn into a real beer. Like, for example, we have a beer called it's a milkshake IPA, and that's gonna come out next year. We have a milkshake IPA called
next year. They already have the schedule made. Milkshake IPA. My god!
They already have our schedule made for 2012. 2020.
Double IPAs around there?
Yeah. So, so they usually take the test batch, and if the test batch works on Thursdays, we give Dave our feedback, like, hey man, this test batch it sold out.
We need a drone to fly over here and pick up some beer for us.
It runs out, and they kind of go off of that. So
right.
Just like the Subatomico. The Subatomico was a test batch, and now that's Subatomico is a beer now.
Yeah.
And so it's all whatever they have going on in their head.
Yeah.
It's all experimental.
Yeah, it's all experimental.
To answer your question, it's all experimental. Yeah,
kind of toy with things.
They definitely play with it, and they base the feedback off of what our public says, because we have a lot of regulars. So we have a lot of people that come all the time.
Test batch Thursday is open to the public?
Yes.
Correct.
You come.
So anyone random could come up here off the street.
If we happen to have it,
has a home, has a car, they might drive up here or Uber.
Right.
Okay. Oh, what time do y'all usually do that?
So we open at 4 every Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we always have the beer on tap ready.
We put it on social media. We say, hey, we got this test batch going on. Yeah, we got this test batch going on. It's this.
So does everyone get a card that says yes or no?
We just kind of get the feedback. Like I said, we do it old fashioned way. We do it the old fashioned way where it's like,
word of mouth.
Word of mouth. What do you think of it?
And there's a certain point where the customers.
Do y'all ever tweak the batch?
Get drunk and tell us, you know?
Do y'all tweak the batch?
Like, just like the Russian Imperial Stout. The first batch was amazing. They made a second batch of the Russian Imperial Stout. It wasn't as good.
Terrible.
So we told them, hey, the customers didn't like the second batch, so they went back to the first batch and they tweaked it and even made it even better. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I mean, we came
up here on the wrong day.
Yeah, Thursdays. Yeah.
We fucked up.
So
we did. I think I'm just gonna take the rest of the week off.
Basically, we're just the middleman.
We're gonna have to quit our job.
Right? Yeah,
we're gonna have to get new jobs over here.
PTO days.
Yeah. Y'all got houses on the property. Yeah. We're just gonna pay rent out of them. We'll make it work.
We're just the middle guy that tells them, hey, people dug this, people love this, people want you to take, they want to taste this more in it. And then they tweak it, and then when it gets tweaked, and then they eventually, sometimes it just turn to a year-round beer, man.
Okay, so usually when we have people on the podcast, we do certain questions. I'm just going to ask this. You don't have to answer. You could lie, even. I'm not a lie detector, because if I was, half the shit I say is bullshit. Right, no.
Shoot.
Anyways.
Shoot.
What is the dumbest thing you've ever done drunk?
Count money.
Count the till. It's like,
count the till.
We're short. We're short 200.
Think about this one for
a
second.
Let me go to the ATM real
quick. I've done a lot, but that's
for me, it's count the till.
Like, I mean, I've done a lot of stupid shit.
Okay,
Danny, really, you want to start us off? Because I don't want them to feel like they're under pressure. So, Danny, you start it out, and then I'll go.
Oh, shit. Okay.
And then you'll feel much more comfortable.
Should I tell the story of when I got banned from the pub?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so the dumbest thing I've ever done when I was drunk, I went to the pub one day straight after work, 5 o'clock, after a long day of work, went with all my coworkers.
By the way, this segment is called Story Time.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
I go up there. It's St. Patrick's Day. I'm like, you know what? We're just going to have a few drinks, have a good time.
That's how you know that's great.
Okay. Last two times I've been to the pub, before this time, with my coworkers, I've either gotten kicked out because I got too shit-faced drunk, or I threw up somewhere. Oof. Right?
Okay.
So I already got a history with these people.
They love him. They're like, he spends $100, doesn't pay his tab, throws up everywhere. No.
The pub's pricey, man. You don't get no $100 tab and walk out. You're getting a $300, $400 tab before you get out of there.
I fucking hate those places. I got four on my
list. So I roll up in there, you know, I'm having a great time. I was like, man, you know what? It's St. Patrick's Day. Let's take shots. Let's take drinks. We're all taking turns buying shots, drinks. I see this. Maybe like 2 hours in, I see this chick walk around with some Jello shots. I was like, you know what? I'll take the whole tray. Ooh, and she's like, do you want another pint? I said, no, I don't give a fuck. Just give me the whole tray. Jeez. So I get the whole tray. I start passing it around to people.
Yeah.
Just you know, trying to get everyone to get on my level. Because at this time, you got to be the guy that pushes people.
Exactly. You got to be the motivator. I'm going to get y'all to the next level. You gotta ride with me or die with me.
It's a party, so I want everyone around me to have a good time. So I keep getting these Jello shots, man. I probably go in 4 hours. I think I had at least 12 beers, 12 shots, and about eight trays of Jello shots.
I don't know who you remember all that either,
dude.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of technique,
right? So the funniest thing was during this time, who was Stink was supposed to play?
Oh, nice.
Mm.
I was front stage.
I have no clue who that is.
Listen to all their songs. Don't remember a single thing.
Oh, shit.
I met this chick and her mom were there together. The chick was really hot. Mom was okay. I was hanging out with them. I was buying them Jello shots. These are the last things I remember before I black out. Okay? Five hours after I got there. I'm still there. Co-workers are still there. We're still drinking shots,
midnight,
beers.
1 a.m.?
We got there at 5. Oof. So this was 10. It's not even closing time yet. And I'm blackout drunk.
Wow.
Just like switch
just
turned
like
off.
Me on a live podcast, anything. Gotcha.
Exactly. I'm still buying drinks and shots for everyone. Ooh. And the party got bigger. So we're buying drinks and shots, just having the greatest fucking time of our lives.
Oh, yeah, matching.
I got to the point
bills.
Where I was grabbing the trays of Jello shots and just throwing them. Just like everyone gets shots. Everyone gets Jello shots.
Holy shit.
Security guard doesn't like that.
Bouncer's like, who the fuck is
exactly.
this dude?
I got to the point where I ran up on the stage.
Oh, stage shit. Fucking plane.
And I don't remember this, but there's video of the security guard just grabbing me by my shirt, pulling me off the fucking stage. I face fell on the ground. Dang. I get up. I was like, woo, let's party. They kicked me out. So ever since St. Patrick's Day 2 years ago, I'm banned from the pub for life.
His picture is on the wall. I've seen it.
Is on the wall. Nice. I have tried
there's
to
like
back,
five people.
And I've gotten kicked out twice.
That's fucking amazing.
Yeah,
dude. That's
great
awesome.
Great fucking
dude.
Story. Right. Also, side note, the chick and the mom that I met that night, I ended up going home with them.
Oh, okay.
Three-way with
win-win.
Mom and
win-win.
Daughter. Right.
Win-win,
something out of a
got
porno.
Out. Right. Don't nice. Remember a single damn thing.
He recorded the whole thing. It's on the web. Y'all look it up. No, I'm just kidding. It's on the Weekly Debate. No, it's not.
There are videos out there.
So I'll go ahead and tell my story so y'all can feel
that's how I got kicked out.
A little bit better.
Hoobastank played. I ended Hoobastank. Up with some chicks.
You really don't know who Hoobastank is, though?
I don't. Anyway.
You don't know the reason?
The reason.
Oh my God.
I don't.
The reason is you.
I'm just kidding. Right, but I apparently sang every song word for word.
Awesome.
Don't remember. Don't remember.
It sounds like me at a Taylor Swift concert. Okay, so literally Christmas 3 years ago, I went to this Molly's Pub over here. Backstory.
Oh, shit.
About 2 days before that, it was a Christmas party for an ex-girlfriend. She was like, hey, come to my Christmas party. I know we broke up. You know, my friend's going to be there. Like, I got a bunch of kids over here, like friends. We're just going to get drunk. I need you to bartend because back in the day, I used to bartend. I bartended for about 4 years, and I'm great at making fucking drinks.
Nice.
I know my shit.
That's cool.
I know how to pour, and I do a little bit of flaring. Try not to show off so much. I can juggle a little bit. I try not to nowadays because I get too drunk when I do that.
Can you still play piano?
I can. I can
that's
still
really
play
cool.
piano.
That's cool. Shit. That's
cool. I'm better when I'm drunk, I think. And I only do it. I only do Christmas songs, though. Big thing of me.
Oh, shit.
I love Christmas. Like, celebrate it year-round.
Nice.
One of those guys.
That's cool.
Hate those guys, but I'm one of them. Anyways, so I went to, on Christmas Eve, I went to Molly's Pub because I met a girl at the Christmas party. It was my ex's best friend, and she was like, hey, come out. I'm in the Navy. I'm only going to be here 2 more days. You need to come out. So I met up with her, of course, brought my friend, and she brought one of her friends, and we all went drinking. We started at Molly's Pub, ended up at a strip club. I know it's off of Franken Road. What's that one? You know strip clubs better than anyone. St. James?
St. James, yeah.
Yeah, St. James.
That's the last one.
St. James.
Like,
which, the owner, she actually married a guy that worked for Schlumberger.
Nice.
He was a project manager. And she now owns the strip club. Anyways, yeah, I know a lot
isn't
of random
awesome
facts.
How that happens?
Yeah. Yeah, the head stripper marries a rich white dude and buys out the strip club. I love it. So we went to St. James, and then we went to Club Suge Knight,
oh, shit.
Which was open on Christmas
night. Oh, that's good.
Night.
That's good.
So we're getting blacked out drunk at this club. I'm the only white guy in there, obviously, me and this other girl. And we're on the bar dancing. And see, many people that know me, I don't know if I did it on the live podcast or not, but I probably did at one point or another because I've done it many times. I start stripping when I'm drunk.
I don't think you did that.
That's good.
I would have remembered that.
Something I was really worried about. Oh, I start snapping my belt. I do a lot of stripper moves. I don't know why. I go full Magic Mike, though.
Oh, I've seen this happen in person. It's the funniest shit ever.
It's like, you got a truffle shuffle that looks like Magic Mike going on.
Dude, no, he goes all in. He snaps the belt, just clap.
I love doing it during BP, too. It's like, what the fuck is up with this dude? I'm like, you don't even know. I got my boots on, tear my jeans off. I'm like, let's go. So I'm dancing on top of this bar, knowing I'm going to probably go home with this girl. She's in the Navy. I'm like, cool. We won't remember shit. She ends up leaving. I go home with my best friend. I flip my truck. It was a whole fun thing.
Ooh.
Christmas Day, I'm laying there in the ditch, calling up a tow truck. I didn't get any trouble, which I should have. Don't drink and drive, obviously. but it was an awesome night that went terribly wrong because I got way too drunk at a club in the middle of Houston. I had no clue where I was at. Turns out that club got shut down because they had so much cocaine selling out of there. It's not even funny.
You should have gone now.
I mean, it was called You should know that. You know shit goes on there. But no, on Christmas Eve, of all things, I got fucked up and decided to bar hop and ended up doing a lot of random shit. I was like trying to tell strippers, hey, you need to go home with this guy. I was like, everyone's bringing a girl home. You are. And they were like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He's got some issues. He's no pants. He's got boots on. He's on top of the bar screaming at people. Don't know how I didn't go to jail that night. I'm like, oh my God, that was a big warning sign. I barely remembered it, but yeah. I have many videos that I try to erase from my memory. Beautiful. Beautiful. So, what is the dumbest thing y'all have ever done drunk?
Drunk.
Or when drinking. General. Yeah, I mean.
To be honest, I've never had crazy stuff like that because I don't drink and put myself in situations like that.
Because you're not a dumbass.
But
welcome
I mean,
to the Weekly D.
But I guess the dumbest thing I would have that I can remember, this when it comes to beer, when I first started coming to Southern Star and figuring out what craft beer is, I didn't really realize how strong a craft beer
when you
can
realize
be.
It's 7% instead of 3% Bud Light.
Right, and like it's like completely opposite. Low, right, really is actually high. It's more potent. Anyways,
yeah.
So me and my buddy would be here drinking. And then we would go to Applebee's all the time after we're here and start drinking Dollar Ziegenbox.
Yeah.
And Dollar Ziegenbox compared to a craft good beer is basically
water.
Brown water.
Yeah, that's water.
It's brown water.
It's like tea.
Tea. Yeah, better. It's tea. It's definitely tea. It's like no sugar, nothing. Just anyways.
What's funny is you realize how much flavor, which is no flavor, is in beer.
Right.
After you have craft beer, it's like...
Right. Especially when you
what
have, like,
something
fruity. What did
y'all do to make this piss?
Not fruity, but... Yeah.
Especially if you do it, like, right after. You had a craft beer and then you drink, like, a Bud Light or something.
Exactly. Like,
which is, like,
you
the worst idea
pale
ever. You're just like, oh,
you drink a pale ale and then you
this?
Start drinking a Bud Light. You're right, exactly. It's like yeah, completely
tastes
opposite.
Like shit.
But that would be a tradition. We would come here every Friday.
Mm-hmm.
We'd come every Friday and then get really drunk and then go to Applebee's and keep drinking. And
nice.
eat at the same time, you know, just trying
yeah.
to... You know,
kind of keep it going.
Trying to keep it going, but at the same time.
So you never done anything stupid while you're drunk?
No, well, it came. I'm almost there.
I'm like, you're a great tease. You're a great tease.
No.
Many strip clubs will love you.
This would happen a lot. And then at one point, we went, and there was a waitress that I knew from high school. And, like, I ended up tipping her way more.
Oh, $69 and 69
than I
cents?
Expected just, because they were just like $1, and we would have like maybe 4 or 3 apiece.
You tip the Applebee's mom.
I instead of paying my tab, which was like $10, I ended up giving her $100. And like
you
I felt really
I big game, I like it.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like it wasn't,
hey,
on,
my
it wasn't
money
on purpose. I thought it was a 10.
My money speaks languages you want to understand, and you need those languages.
I thought it was
someplace
a 10.
In your body.
I thought it was a 10. I fucking gave her a fucking whole 100.
Oh, I fucking love it.
But yeah, I know it doesn't compare to how like crazy.
Nah, I fucking love it.
But yeah, there's that a was lot pretty of stupid. I felt really dumb, you know.
You want to know something?
I could have used that, you know.
When we're gonna do the live show up here, someone messaged us right on our Facebook. He's like, "I want to hang out with you guys because I've heard you guys are the podcast in Houston that makes all the bad decisions."
Literally, we're known for that.
We're known for bad decisions.
That's kind of funny because that's what I'm getting.
Danny's like, "Hey, you get arrested this weekend, so we got a good story. Hold my beer." No, actually, I need to forget going to jail.
That was the funniest shit ever, though, because like when we're prepping, we're announcing that we're gonna be here for the live. Podcast, you know, opening up for Pastor Gravy.
Yeah.
Some random guy we've never met, don't know, he texts us, he's like, "Yeah, you guys seem like the guys to hang out with."
Yeah, it's weird. It's like, okay, what's really weird is like, you know, most people, they get like fangirls and stuff. We get a lot of guys that stalk us. It's getting weird.
Guys with beards.
You know, like, we got guys that stalk us.
Yeah, and it's dudes. Like,
okay, this is something I'm not used to. I'm like, yeah, cool, man. I mean, we're cool. The bro podcast, I guess.
No, right? Shit,
man. Don't let your girlfriend listen because it's straight bros.
A lot of dudes. All
right, Keith, we've been waiting.
What's that?
What's the dumbest thing you've ever done drunk? I mean, you're an older guy, so I know you got some stories in that library, but yeah. I also know
counting money was probably good, need
counting money is good. Okay. Counting money because my counting of the till and counting people's tips. It's kind of a big deal.
I understand.
Deal, so.
There's some so people they around
that,
here.
So they leave that responsibility
and you need
to
a filter. I understand.
Especially when it's like a $5,000, $10,000 night. Like
sometimes we get
you
a
have
big night
there and count
and
every
count,
bill.
You know, 10 grand out or a guy count 5 grand out. And on top of that guy count, you know, people's tips out. It's a big responsibility. So it's like, it gets sketchy. And sometimes I have to bring in Angel to help me out and count this stuff
out.
Because
he's a lot more sober.
He's
I
a lot more sober.
I definitely don't drink. When
he's not responsible because I. When it comes to a big event, I get I tear it up because.
Want to.
When it comes to big events, I have a good time with that. I like to have a lot of fun. And
you know what? You have the best time. I'm like,
I try
every
to.
Time I walk in, I'm like, I wish I was on your level. Give me 20 minutes.
I'm always.
Every time I see him, I'm like, man, I wish I had a boss like him.
You know,
I was like.
And the problem is here when we're here is it's not that I'm getting hammered. It's just.
You're having fun.
You're having fun. And then we got this regular coming in, that regular coming in. They want to have a beer with you. So they just, you know, you get 20, 30 beers in you, and it's just like,
honestly.
I wouldn't trust a brewery that their manager couldn't have a beer.
Okay,
like,
yeah.
I'm right. If I was saying, let's have a beer, and you're like, oh, no, I'm on the clock.
I have to.
We've been to many breweries. We've came here. We've seen many beers given out. How do y'all make money?
Oh, like, no, we make money. Like I said, we make money. We just
joke about this all the time.
Like, no, yeah. Danny was like, are they making any money tonight? No. I'm like, I don't know.
We usually have a thing where we have...
I'm like, I'm the drunk guy that throws 50s in the like tip said, jars.
We do fine.
A lot of
the times
I've already paid.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I believe it. I'm just like...
Yeah, we just...
Oh, my God.
And it looks like a lot. Excuse me, it looks like a lot, but it's not. In reality, it's like maybe 3 or 4 people that they get treated.
Compared to the amount that we do give out, I guess.
Yeah.
Compared to how much we sell, it's nothing.
Yeah. I mean, we're not talking about it. Man, y'all must be doing something fucking amazing.
Right. I wish
I could make money appear out of nowhere.
Yeah, there's that.
But I can definitely tell y'all this. I've gone a total wine. I'm a member now. Spent over $1,000 there on y'all's beer, so y'all are doing something fucking right. I mean,
right.
It's like, cool. Yeah, we'll scratch that's your cool. back. You can rub everyone else's.
Think about it is when we give somebody, let's say there's just a random whoever, and we give them a beer, it's like that one beer is going to go far because they're going to tell that one, they're going to tell their friends and their friends that. Man, I went there and they hooked me up. They gave me one beer. They gave a beer on me. They gave us a beer.
They treated us
when we didn't ask for it.
We didn't ask for anything. So we're going to scratch their back in return.
We didn't ask it for anything.
Yeah.
And we did
good
it for
way
them.
To put
so,
it.
And it just,
well, it's
it just
like,
out, like,
you know,
bar,
we're like not the bar. Biggest podcast, yeah. obviously.
Right.
We have a very low following. We feel like we give great content. Not everyone is there with us yet. But we're growing. We are growing. We've seen our numbers actually
grow
triple in the last 3-4 months. And y'all were like, dude, we fucking like y'all. You know, y'all come, y'all, I know y'all are part of Paths to Gravy, but you know, you treat us like we're fucking rock stars when we come in. And I fucking love it.
It's like the I learned this it's a thing that I learned from what's his name? That guy from the guy from what's that one from Road Warrior, the new one. Mad Max.
I'm great with movies, but I have no clue what you're talking about.
Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy has a great quote that says, "I will shake the hand of the CEO and the janitor, and I'll treat them the same. Like I'll treat them the same."
Hey, bro, we're janitors and we're I get you.
He'll go past the janitor of a place, and the CEO. He goes, "I treat him exactly the same." Is because that's what you're supposed to do. He's like, "I don't care where you're from. I don't care if you're a broke guy or a rich guy. I'm gonna treat you exactly the same, man. I'm gonna treat you with the same." Honor in the same loyalty, you know, the same loyalty. So,
I and that pizza you got, fucking Angel's mentioned on some pizza. I'm like, Russo's? I used to work there. I've worked everywhere, by the way. Like, I've had 25 jobs.
I'm just letting it be known that it's for everybody, not just me.
Yeah, sure. And just so of course, that's what we all say.
What's the spot called? The Hobbit Cafe? The Hobbit Cafe.
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah. Hobbit Cafe. Okay, first of all, if you're vegan or vegetarian, pescatarian, Hobby Cafe is the place to go. Best veggie burgers. Okay.
Nice.
Just saying, like, as someone, or I hope she's not listening, they used to talk to a vegan. That was our favorite go-to place. Hobby Cafe is amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
for sure.
One of four places we went to weekly. But it was like down the street.
And then when I'm being crazy fat, I go to Barry's Pizza down in Richmond.
Yes, Barry, man.
Barry's Pizza's the shit, dude. Barry's Pizza's the shit.
Barry's dude, Pizza. We need to hang out. I'm like, dude, we need to go brewery hopping. We need to do this.
Barry's Pizza, dude.
We need to go to Nobi together because we would have a ball. We would have a field day.
Yeah, we gotta eat.
You've been to Nobi once.
Yeah,
we all. Yeah. Have you ever been to a place in Atlanta? I think they have it in a few other states. It's called Chicago's. Chicago's is based out of Atlanta, surprisingly, but they have over 302 beers on draft. Mm-hmm. They're all craft beer. Oof. It is the biggest craft beer restaurant chain that's it's not really a chain. It's own, I think it's in 4 or 5 states. But they started in Atlanta. I went out there and tried it once when I was in Atlanta doing some shit for work. And it was fucking amazing. I'm like, oh my God. I went there every fucking night. Sure. That, I went to Ohio. Beers in Ohio are outstanding. They shit on Texas beers. No offense. No. just stouts and porters. I mean, it's like Oregon porters where they have the coffees and shit. I'm just saying, Ohio... Of all places, the most depressing city to live in the world, next to Detroit, has great fucking beer. I mean, Texas is known for their IPAs. Bitch, that's why I'm like, you know.
Really?
No.
Yeah. I hear that Chicago has this one IPA, and my friends that are from Chicago out there, they say that zombie dust.
Yeah, zombie dust.
I hear great things. I still haven't had it yet, but I still hear great things about zombie
dust. Dude, I'm telling you need to go on Facebook, hit up Houston Craft Beer Society. It's a big pool of us. I think you're in the group too.
Yeah.
It's a huge group of us. And
dude, zombie dust. I keep hearing so much shit about that. Yeah. I can't.
Okay. Now to go on to a little bit different topic, Danny.
Oh shit! It's my turn. Okay. If you can meet any celebrity dead or alive, who would you choose to meet?
Dead or alive, man. Wow. Celebrity. I would have to go with. I would have to go with Freddie Mercury, man. He's deep, man. He's a deep guy, man. Yeah. He was a genius, dude.
Yeah,
genius musician. He was out there before. You know, when I listened to Bohemian Rhapsody, man, that was like,
bro, yeah.
Dude, that's like that guy was like somewhere else, dude. He was
did
like,
did you see the movie?
Yeah.
How did you think of the movie? The
movie was great, dude. Yeah, it was great, dude. I mean, I know people talked about how the quality was and it wasn't that great, but I thought it was brilliant, dude. I thought it really got. I don't even really care about the music. I cared more about like how he was, like how he got, like how he was treated. Like he was lonely, dude. Like this famous guy, and nobody hangs out with him. Like, dude, I would hang out with him, dude. Like, I want to hang out with him. And he was
we lonely all have friends that person shit. Like, near us that we're like, yeah, that guy is so friendly. He's so cool.
Yeah.
He's so chill.
Yeah.
But honestly, that loneliness is it's crazy, that, man.
That,
it's
I don't, like I said, the music, all that bullshit, I don't care about that. Dude, the guy was cool. And, like, who the hell wouldn't want to hang out with him, man? Like, well, I would be with him 24 hours a day, man.
I love to vibe with different people. Yeah. You know, a vibe is, something you can't fake. You can't manipulate or anything.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, that's how us got started in the podcast world.
That's how we became friends, man.
Yeah, basically. I was like...
It was funny when we met. We didn't like each other.
Yeah, I was like, this dude is trying to hit on my girl. She's not even my girl, but I claimed her.
You called dibs.
I called dibs, hitting on her all the fucking time. I'm like, dude, you're at my house drinking my beer.
Right.
I got 4 growlers from Platypus talking to my chick.
Yeah.
And he's like, girl, we need to go dancing. We need to do this. I'm like, motherfucker, I'm going to kill you. And literally told our friend who we met each other through. I'm like, dude, fuck your friend, dude. He's like, trying to sleep with my girl. Like, honestly, I'm like, dude, she's my friend. I'm trying to build a good friendship with her, have like a good, stable relationship around that. He's just trying to dance with
her. Ruin that shit, man.
Like, man, killing my vibe. I invited you to poker night. I said, this is how you play spades. You trump the spades.
Who ended up getting
here? No one. My wallet wasn't deep enough, and his wasn't either. The credit card limit maxed out at $5,000. I took her to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert and a Texans game the same night. She went home with a different dude. Oh, that is the story of my life. Because I was like, my pockets.
We need to find you a good girl, man.
You know what? I'm one of those people where I'm like, I need to know your vibe. That vibe was way too much money. I couldn't afford the vibe that I liked. Yeah,
good country girl here in the country.
I mean, she was an artist too, so stay away from artists. No, I'm just kidding.
Funny though, because when we met, like I said, we didn't like each other.
Yeah, I fucking hated this dude.
And we went brewery hopping, and like no one wanted to ride with them. I was like, oh, fuck it, I'll ride with them.
Yeah, I'm a crazy driver too.
Everyone's fucking scared to ride with them. We're brewery hopping, so we've been drinking.
In and out of the HOV lane over the sticks.
Cool. He was running up with the sticks. Now they have the separation sticks.
Hey, man, it's the passing lane for a reason to the left. Just saying.
Going through everything. Almost kills us. And he's like, you know what? I'm going to buy you a beer. I was like, you know what? Ever since then,
I'm the type of person where if you treat me well, I'm going to treat you well. If you do something for me, like anything for me, I'm going to go out of my way to make sure you're taken care of as well, no matter who you are. I mean, that's why me and Keith get along really well, because I feel like me and him are a lot of the same people. And it's like, I usually hate people that are the same as me, because they try to outdo me. But
No.
He just smothers me with beer, so I love him.
It was just like with me and Angel, man. Like, as soon as I met him, I was like, this guy's going to be good.
Yeah, I don't know why you like him.
He's going to be good fit.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
I'm trying to get around to this guy. I'm like, I don't know. He's too chill for me.
Yeah. My friend just told me that today.
Hold on, Angel. If you were to meet any celebrity dead or alive, who would you want to meet? And why?
Dead or alive, who and why?
He said Michael Jackson. I don't know why. He said, hey, I'm down to go to the closet, hang out with him, 7 minutes
I'm probably going to say Tom DeLonge. You guys know who that is?
Who the fuck is that?
So he used to be the lead singer of Blink-182.
Of course! Oh, okay.
All the Small Things singer.
Yeah, Mr. Chester over here.
Okay. I want to know his mind, like the stuff going on in his brain about the aliens. Number one. Then two, I want to make music or like play music with him.
Okay, so you play music, right?
You did that too.
What? So you play music, right?
I do.
Okay, so you play piano?
I dabble with piano, but I play guitar. No, I cannot.
I'll do you on it. But that's why I asked you
earlier if you still have the piano, because I really want to hear you.
Yeah, dude, I'll play any Christmas carol you want.
And or sing. Yeah, I'll sing
Christmas carol, dude. Any Taylor December Swift come back Christmas December, carol. Dude.
Let's have a little concert, dude, open mic night Wednesday.
December is year round for me. You don't understand. I went to a estate sale last weekend, bought a Christmas record, And Danny was like, what the fuck, dude? You got some... Dude, he came to... We used to do the podcast at my apartment about a year ago. And,
before the eviction?
Yeah, before the eviction. We're gonna get, we're not going to get into that this episode.
Next.
You don't know me that well. Anyways. Yeah, my probation officer, she's a bitch. Anyways, not drinking. Drinking water tonight. You heard it first.
Colored water.
Yeah. Anyways.
Brown water.
Something like that. Orange. I don't know what's in this water, but it's fucking great. Anyways, he came to my apartment around September, and he's like, dude, you got a fucking Christmas tree up. I'm like, yeah, I don't have the other one up yet. Give me a few weeks. The one in the bathroom will be on. I got some potpourri coming. Just, I had to order it because Walmart, I asked them, do y'all have potpourri? They're like, who the fuck is this guy? What is that?
I'm like, I didn't even know what potpourri was.
It's potpourri. It's thing that,
potpourri.
It's yeah. thing that people poopery. Put in their house to make it smell Christmassy. I love it. It's yeah. like candles it's times 10.
Oh, he's not playing though. Like, he starts celebrating Christmas in September.
Oh my god. I mean, we're doing a Halloween party.
As soon as that winter solstice.
Low key, I'm going as a Christmas tree. Like, low key.
All right, I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up, man?
What is your favorite Christmas movie?
Elf. Oh, seen it over 162 times. I know word by word.
That's a good one.
I can literally sit next to either that or Santa Claus 2. I hate the first one, hate the third one. Home Alone is a good runner up and third. Santa Claus 2 is pretty good. Elf, anything Will Ferrell actually, but Elf takes the cake. I mean, come on, spaghetti with candy, my favorite meal. Just saying, bubblegum under the chairs, I thought I was the only one to eat them. Candy, like literally on the ground everywhere. I give all my coworkers lingerie every year. That's just the thing we do, man to man. Snowball fights, come on. That's all the way.
You gotta pee on snow first, though.
Oh, yeah, yellow?
Only use yellow.
It's the golden dust. Who doesn't like it? No, I fucking love Christmas. And I think most of it is because my birthday is December 13th, same day as Taylor Swift. That's why I love
December 7th.
Okay. My mom, her birthday is December 12th.
Oh, shit.
Oh, dang.
My grandma, the one that passed away on St. Patty's Day.
Yeah.
She's 50% German, 50% Irish. That's why I'm a heavy drinker. December 14th.
Wow.
Wow.
My aunt, December 15th. We're all next to each other. But Christmas was always a big celebration, and I always felt like it was my holiday because it was around my birthday.
For sure.
But it's also the only season where you give more than you receive.
Sure.
And every year I try to make a shitload of meals and pass them out to homeless people.
Oh, nice.
And I try to do like shit that's not really charity work. I just try to do it every now and then because I'm like, it's the giving season. And I believe in that
100%. That's cool, man.
And I don't like to receive any credit for that because it's like, guys, this is a season of giving. Everyone should give to someone else because it goes a long way. And you don't know how that person's week or year. I've been in rough situations. People have helped me out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shit, Danny's been in rough situations. Everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, sure. I mean, you never know how someone else is doing. So it's a giving season. Oh, and I'm not going to try to get all sobby with shit like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's why. That's why I love Christmas music. And I just feel so much joy from it. So,
all right, another question.
Okay.
My birthday is December 7th.
Yeah.
So,
you're not Sagittarius, asshole.
I still am. Did they ever have to make you choose when you want your present, or you get one present a year, a month type of thing?
No. So, okay. I got my present.
Okay, that's true.
I got my big present, like my birthday gift. It would be on Christmas with everyone else. And then for my birthday, instead of getting a present every year, because we weren't the richest family growing up and we didn't have money. So basically, I got to pick I got to go to a park with all my friends.
That's cool.
And so my dad, he was a grill master like me, and he would grill up a lot of food.
That's cool.
And we would just have like a party where we would play baseball, flag football. Like, we would literally go to a park for my birthday every year it's freezing cold in December.
Right.
And I just go balls to the walls. Crazy. And I've done that since I can remember. Like, literally, it was the best time because I'm like, oh my God.
Do something this year now.
Yeah. Recently for my birthday every year, I think we usually do a podcast, really. I mean, that's every weekend, obviously.
We gotta do a potluck, dude. We gotta do a potluck or something. I love that, man.
We'll do something.
I gotta bring bread together, man. Something like that, man.
Yeah. Bread. I'll probably do like a big dinner or something, and I'll probably get a few friends. Like, we'll all go drinking, like to a brewery or something. I mean, Southern Star's right down the road. No, we'll probably all go to a brewery or something.
That's cool, man.
And yeah, it's just something I like to do for my birthday. But hey, man, your birthday is right next to mine, so shit, dude. What did you do every year for your birthday?
Who's here?
Well, lately that I've been getting older and stuff, I would just come hang
older,
out.
Older? What is that?
Well, you know, not 21, not 18.
Physically. Hey, you 16. Can rent a car. You're good.
You know? But, like, I would just come here.
Yeah.
And, like, just have a certain select amount of people that I want here.
Yeah. And, like, we would just... That's why I was never invited. Yeah. I got you.
Well, I still pulling the vibe.
I love it.
Now I know you. I didn't know you. But,
this is going to be way too old now.
Lately, I've been coming here and just having a select
I'm going to be the guy outside your house. It's Michael Myers on you, like, oh. No, that's cool, dude.
Yeah, people up here, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. It's fun because we pick up a table. We get a table and we have snacks.
You can tilt it up if you want.
I like snacks.
Nah, dude, that's the way to go, especially around Christmas time. Mm. Now, I got a oh my God, you know what question I'm about to ask.
Screw up the question.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question. You could take it whatever way you want, and you can answer it however you want. We've had many different answers.
A lot of different answers.
This is something where we have friends on the podcast or interviews or whatever, and we always ask this question because it's really random. What is your favorite position? It could be anything you could think of, and it could be any scenario. We're not going to answer, so you could just answer as truthfully as you want to.
Angel, you go first.
Yes. Well, I can't talk about sex because, one.
Virgin. I got you.
I'm a virgin, yes. Not afraid to admit that. Two.
Nothing wrong with that.
If I had to pick a position, I would be comfortably sitting in my room playing video games at the same time.
Never had this answer.
When I have DVD or the TV playing at the same time next to me.
That's a long answer.
So I have a lot of screens around me. I like being in the position where I'm comfortable doing what I want to do.
I just said leader, but okay. I mean, yeah, cool.
Leader? What does that mean?
Yeah, you're a leader.
Oh.
That's a position.
Oh, cool.
You lead others to follow you.
Yeah, I said captain.
But yeah, you know. Cool. I mean, you know, that comfortable.
That is the best
bed.
Way I could answer when someone asked me that.
I mean, I didn't know many people asked you that question.
No, I never asked.
I'm glad we're all on the same page.
Nobody's ever asked me that, but I knew what to say just because, you know.
I knew what to say, but I've never been asked that. It's like 100 questions you never be asked unless you have drunk people around you.
I always know, like, every time someone asks me, like, because when I heard position, I think of sex right away. I'm like, all right, well, I can't relate to that.
Whoa. We are an anti-sex podcast.
You said answer how I want, but that's what I
yeah,
thought.
Yeah, we're an anti-sex.
That's what I thought, but I answered completely different.
Sir, I am not married, so I don't have sex. I'm a virgin as well.
Yeah.
Just like the Mary.
At this point, I just choose.
Virgin Mary line.
I don't care. If it happens, it happens. You know, I'm not waiting until married specifically myself.
I got it. You know?
But, you know, I'm just...
Yeah, I'm not pressuring you into anything you don't want to do tonight.
No, of course.
Hell no, I got standards.
A lot of pressure on you.
Yeah, that was a lot of pressure on that question. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I mean, pressure cooker, it's not on
but
you.
But it happened, I answered, we here.
There you go.
I'm about to make a fart noise, but I didn't.
Kiss the All right, Keith, what is your favorite position? Could be anything, any relations.
I like to go with the Robert De Niro position. The Robert De Niro position on
what movie?
This boy's life. You either get it from the back or the side. That's the only two options you get. Or it's my house, my rules. That's it. That's what we go with. That's what I go
that's
with.
And
that's
a great quote.
That's the ongoing joke that I go with my wife. That's the ongoing joke that we have with her.
That's fucking
like,
awesome.
We joke around like she's like. She's like, it's the Robert De Niro thing. It's like, either you're on your back or you're inside. That's the only two options you got. It just comes from this boy's life. That's one of our favorite movies that we watched together. That's one of our first movies that we watched funny. As we were dating.
Yeah.
We watched that, This Boy's Life. It's with, what's the name? Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
It's one of his. It's, he's being a Wolf. What was it? He's like a writer. Was it? Thomas Wolfe.
Okay.
And cool. It's just from that movie. Look that up. It's from that movie. It's just a classic. It's just a classic line.
How long y'all been married?
We've been together since 2009.
Nice.
So we've been together for about 10 years now.
I like it.
And she's without her, I'm an idiot. I can't get shit done without her because I'm a scatterbrain.
Yeah, barely getting through the podcast. I love it.
I'm everywhere. Dude. It's like she keeps me in control. It keeps me in line. And I'm not one of these guys like that says, I do my own thing. No, without her, I can't keep shit together. So
there's very few females that would sit with a podcast for 2+ hours
hanging out,
be like, "Yeah, I'm cool. Like, I'm not going to kill anyone later, especially this other dude over at the table." No, you are fucking awesome.
She's cool. Without her, like I said, without her, I'm a crap, and I'm a mess, dude. And like before I met her, I was drunk. I was a piece of crap. So, but now that she's here, like, she keeps me in line, dude.
It's a little bit different.
It's cool.
Got you.
Like I said, I'm responsible now, so it's cool.
Danny, your turn, sir.
Oh, my turn?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Go with that third to last one that you had.
I'm not reading your notes.
I'm just going with you. No, I liked one question that you wrote down and you sent it to me. You want me to say it?
Go ahead, because I don't even got
What inspires you on the daily?
Oh, there we go.
That's a really good question, because I feel like everyone needs an inspiration that they go through daily, because especially with a lot of mental diseases and depression and all that bullshit going on in the world. Sorry. It's like, what inspires you daily?
Because it's a good segue.
You know, what makes you get out and do shit, you know? What makes you a better
you? What wakes you up in the morning just keeps you going?
I mean, me being me, I still live with my parents.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my answer would be my parents, honestly. Like,
yeah.
They've given me everything that I have now. Mm-hmm. And now that I am comfortable and have a job where I can provide them with whatever, like, basically money whenever they need.
No, you're good.
My parents, you know?
Yeah.
That inspires me to try to take care of them.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Eventually, you know, Keith knows this. I'm not going to do the brewery forever. Yeah. But, you know, I want to do really...
Whoa! Hold on now.
I'm waiting on it. I'm waiting for him to leave.
I want to do real estate. You know, I want
to... Oh, fuck, man.
Real estate is my...
He's going to leave me.
Not on, like, not real estate. Not like that on purpose, you
You're
know.
You're supposed
but,
to make fucking beer here. You're supposed to take
like, this
care
is
me.
A cool thing, but my career-wise, I want to be a real estate agent. I want to sell. I want to sell houses so I can have my own house.
Thanks on the side.
And then give my parents a house, you
that's
know,
a respectable
obviously.
House
and, and the thing is, in the end, it's like I get after him. It's like, dude, you don't want your fucking school yet, dude? Because... I want you to do that shit, man, because like I said,
that's what
this is this is my
I know you
this is my passion. This is not his passion. So I know that this is what I strive for every day, is just to make sure this place is successful and we got everybody's working. But I know that's not his, because he's a young kid.
But at the
man.
Same
he's
time you're like, he's hey, I need to know if you're done with the school.
And I would never just like
he's got better things going on, man.
I would never leave him in the dark either.
This is for us. No, it's like me and him, you know. We work blue collar jobs.
Right.
So
dude, I work a desk job, man. We
both work blue collar
jobs. I don't
go to
work till 9 a.m. tomorrow.
But this is our passion,
right? Yeah.
So you know, it's
and right now, this is my passion, and he's here with
and
me.
Technically, right now, it is mine too. It's just
me,
not forever, you know.
I guess not. Yeah. I guess not that much. You
know? That makes sense.
No, it's just like I said,
not really
forever.
Passionate.
No,
I mean,
and you know, it's respectable. Like, because like, you know what, you do you.
Yeah.
Give me some because
there's
some
people.
I'm waiting for him. I'm waiting for him.
And like, I normally like, you know, I don't normally get comfortable at jobs.
Yeah.
But I'm comfortable here, and like I said, I'm making money.
I'm very comfortable.
Every time my parents, it's like, hey, you got this for this? I'm like, yeah, take it. Yeah. You know, whatever, whenever you want.
No, dude, that's good. I mean, I think
that's good on both
eventually
sides,
I want to have my own house and buy them a house type of thing.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think that's a lot
just,
of people's
right
dreams.
Yeah. I like right now where I'm at.
No, but see, that's what's cool and respectable about both of you guys. You told him straight up, you told Keith. Mm-hmm. And Keith was like, you know what, dude? That's good, man.
Yeah, we've had talks already.
Because
like,
there's some bosses where you'll tell them that, and they're like,
he's
oh,
becoming
no,
a man.
What?
I love it.
you know what? That's not gonna work out.
And that's what I tell him. You know, like that's what we King. Have. You know, I tell him. He's like, you know, that's I know funny. You got bigger and better things going on too. Because you're a young guy. You know, you got bigger.
You call him Simba, right?
I'm here. Yeah.
I'm here. Is he your Mufasa?
And that's what I'm saying. It's like if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna, I expect you to go into better things.
You should always better yourself in any scenario.
You know. And always just that's why we have different. You know, we have people here that we have in the next online. You know, to say, hey, you know, just make sure you teach them. Hey, yeah. Teach them what you know. That way we can, you know, when we decide to move on, I got somebody here where I don't, you know, I'm good.
Especially if a job treats you very well. Yeah. It's really hard to find places like that these days. Yeah.
And it's also a plus to have people that understand and
definitely.
Are level-headed.
And also, that's friends you're going to have for life. Like, honestly, we started a podcast. We started a network and everything. Yeah. Cool beans. Like, awesome. What we do for every episode is we try and make it better than the last episode, obviously. Mm-hmm. But literally, I'll look at a video for, I don't know, the past 3 weeks editing. Fucking hated it. I got to know lines line by line. I hate your laugh. You're fucking boring as fuck. No, I'm just kidding. I fucking hate my I hate how I breathe. No. But it's like, you know, the reason why I do it is because I know he's gonna push me to make me better, and I do the same with him.
That's cool.
I see a lot of that going on here because y'all's whole staff, I couldn't even tell you were assistant manager. Mm-hmm. I didn't know you were the manager when I met you, and I was like, everyone acts like they are a fucking boss here.
And they should.
And that's fucking amazing.
Because I don't make it seem like, well, because like I said, the person beforehand was like, well, I run the show and I'm in charge. I said, no, I don't want to do that. I said, when we're here, we're all fucking in charge. We're all running the shit. We're all, we all want to make sure we're all acting like we're, you know, the boss, you know, because, you know, it's just that thing. It's like, I want to make sure everybody knows that we're here for you, man. We're all here for you.
But what inspires you to do that?
What inspires me to do that?
Every day.
What inspires me to do that every day is just to make...
I mean, I know you got a kid.
No, that's the given. But for me, it's just the whole thing. It's like to show, you know, that customer service, all that stuff is not gone, man. That's still here, man. People still are here for people. Like, you know.
I would really like to see how you grew up.
You don't want to see how I grew up, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, like, you don't want to see how I grew up. Because usually a guy that's like you has had a rough past.
Oh, yeah. Big time. And big time. Yeah.
That's what molded you to become either a better person or a worse person.
My childhood was totally opposite. Like, I got kicked in the nuts, so that's why.
I could tell. Oh, yeah. Like, it's it molded you to become a better person.
Oh, yeah, dude. Because, like I said, growing up for me was just like, you know, there's the kitchen, get your own fucking food.
Yeah,
you know. So
you're 5 years old. You're like, what the fuck?
So, I don't even know how to use microwaves.
So I like to cater to people. And I like to make sure people are happy, make sure everybody's having a good time.
Yeah, man.
And that's my thing, man. That's my thing. Well, and that's how I show all them, man. So that's what I'm saying. That's my thing. So that's what my strive is, to make sure people are having a good time. That's it. That's all I care about.
Okay. So right now, any IPAs are a big thing. About a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, a big thing that was happening was bourbon barrels. What do y'all think the future of craft beer is looking like? And what do you think's next? Like, the next hot thing? It's a tough question. I know.
As corny as it sounds...
The Kolschmaster. He's in.
you guys know about White Claw, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hard seltzer.
Yeah, we did a whole Michelada video, and we drank some White Claw. Check out on YouTube page.
YouTube.com/weekly podcast.
We tried some Micheladas made out of White Claw.
That's Weekly
D. And they were good.
By the way, if y'all like Micheladas, you know.
Like, I love my Micheladas. Like, that's my favorite.
Not a big Michelada guy, but hey, I'll fuck with
it. I love them, man.
Yeah, that I saw the video. Those things look very scrumptiously.
Did you see me chug that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, you didn't watch it.
I didn't get that far.
It was four minutes in. No, I only got 2 minutes. I'll put you on blast.
I literally only got like maybe 2 minutes in.
Go finish the video and you'll understand my humor.
Copy that. But yeah, I would say hard seltzer, making beer taste like a hard seltzer or as light as a hard seltzer.
A hard seltzer. Like,
cider's its own thing. Yeah, I'm talking about more like
lighter.
lighter, less calories, gets you drunk like that.
That's like, depressing. I'm
trying to snap.
Well,
Keith, you got a better answer than that shit?
I hope you do.
The answer I have is something I took from the boss man, Dave, the guy that owns the place.
Apparently he knows my merit.
I do. So the answer to that is going to be going to the classics. You know, there's these dessert beers, like not to crap on Ingenious or all these other breweries, but I think what everybody's waiting for is just everybody
finer
wants
finer flavors.
Just the basic, just traditional flavors, German beer. Mm-hmm. I think people are wanting that. They don't want all these tricks and all this.
You
want
to know what's really cool? Is every like 7 to 12 years, craft beer goes in waves.
Yeah.
So right now the wave is actually getting bigger, and where it should be dying, it's actually getting bigger. In the past 12 years, it's grown 29%. I know I did very little research, but this is just
stuff I look up. Any of the facts he said?
No.
60-40 chance he's right.
No. Honestly, where it should be dying right now, because it goes in waves. Craft beer in the last like 30 years, it's been going in waves, and like the late 80s, early 90s, it was pretty big, and then died in the 90s. And right now, because it's grown in the past 10 years, it should be dying, and it's actually growing up, where more of these microbreweries are becoming regular breweries, and these breweries are competing on a level with like Anheuser-Busch and bigger chains like that. And that's what brings me into my next question. Do you think because the law has changed in Texas where you can buy beer at your local brewery, do you think it's going to really affect distributors? Because you could go to the brewery and buy beer cheaper than you can at a grocery store.
For me, I like I said, back to the thing when we were talking about the beer, I think when our consumers, when it's all said and done, all these tricks and these trends and all these things go away, they're still going to want, when they come to a brewery, because I've heard it time and time again every weekend, I've heard it time and time again where customers come to us and they're like, you know, I've been to this brewery and that brewery, and they have, you know, sours, they have dessert beers.
Yeah.
But in the end, I want to come to a place where I know I can come and get just a beer. Ugh. A beer that tastes like a beer. And that's what I want to come to. And that's why I don't think we'll ever be in trouble, because I think we have our beer is, it's traditional. It's not going to be no tricks. No tricks. No.
Yeah, you're not trying to do anything.
Here's a beer. Drink it. You know. Yeah. And that's our thing. And then
y'all go back to the fundamentals. And
it's
y'all
fundamentals. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Fundamentals is what it is. It's like basketball. Yeah. It's like you can do the alley-oop. You can do all that. But it comes to passing. It comes to passing layups. It's all that good stuff. Where that's what it comes to. And that's what our beer is. Our beer is a layup. A pass, you know,
it's just super basic.
And that's what, in the end, it's everybody's going to come back to you. After all these breweries come out, there's going to be a million breweries that come out, but at the end, they're going to come back to us because it's like, man, these guys make beer that I can trust, and it's not going to change. It's not going to change to something that's going to be weird or fruity or seltzery or anything. It's going to be just the original stuff.
It's going to be us. Yeah. So kind of to stem off to what he said, to answer your question, it really depends on the brewery and how they price their beer to go. Depending on whatever the store around them, the same store that our distributors are giving them to.
Yeah.
So when it comes to us, we're trying not to undercut our local HEB.
Okay.
Our local,
I was
going to
say,
stores,
is it like
that sell our
$4
beer
cheaper here?
So ours is a little more expensive.
Okay.
Only for the convenience.
Yeah.
See, that's good.
It's a convenience.
Because that's why I was thinking. I'm like, you know, I could see a growler being cheaper, but I don't know if a 12 pack or a 6 pack, well, yeah, 6 pack would be the same price or not as a Total Wine beer or HEB, where it's like $9.99, $8.99.
A growler is definitely going to be cheaper, but when you buy a growler here, you're getting the glass.
Yeah.
So next time you come, you're just paying
for
the beer.
You're just filling it up.
So it really just depends on the person, whether they want a growler or a six-pack. Yeah. But as far as, like, cases and, like, what we do sell in stores, we are more expensive here than the stores.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it also depends on the brewery, like I said. Some of them may be like overcutting, like overcharging, whatever. Not undercutting their distributors. You know what I'm saying?
And, and for us, we just want you to know you're getting straight off the teat. Like, that the cases that we have behind the bar, cases that we send you that sell you, they're gonna be a couple of days old from the can.
Yeah, like, it's straight up
it's
fresh.
Like, it's yeah, like 2 days. It's 2 days old. Fresh. It's 2 days old.
Yeah,
it's 2 days old.
Yeah,
it's not gonna be.
It's not gonna be a month or two.
No, it's gonna be. 2 days ago they made it, so yeah. That's gonna be right, you know, so
or you don't
right.
have to look at the code day and do the math, yeah, like okay, it was case in August.
Yeah,
I don't know, the water was polluted by the
but math. It all just depends on the
but like I said, I think less is more, and in this business I think in the craft brewery that less is more. And I think, you know, it's cool. They got all these fancy things with the Twinkies in the beer, the ho-ho in the beer. But in the end, I think it's going to come back to us, where it's going to be just traditional beers, traditional ales, where you're going to want, man, I just want a beer, man. I just want a beer that just knocks me on my feet. And it's just going to knock me, you know, it's going to just traditional German-style ales.
I got
traditional. Yeah, definitely traditional.
Hey,
yeah,
guess what, guys?
Come back to that.
Okay. So we've been going for about 2 hours.
Roughly.
Angel, this has been your first podcast. You've been doing fucking amazing.
First full length. Yeah.
Keith, how do you feel? I don't know how many you've done,
man. I'm pretty worn out, dude. I got a few in me.
I feel you, man.
I got what's on tap. I got, you know,
yeah.
I got a lot of me. But dude, this is cool, man. Because like I said, this is cool because it's fresh, it's young, you know, and I like
it. I'm not that young. I mean, I'm legal.
Yeah, it's young though, man. That's what I like about it, man, because it's you know, you guys are, for me, it's like
you're playing with a lot of kids on the playground.
It's that spinoff. It's that spinoff from I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? It's that spinoff from what Happy Days.
That's a good way to put it, though.
From a
sequel, you
know,
to
Happy Days. Trying for Happy Days.
It's that spinoff.
Oh my God, they are definitely throwing us away right now.
But I love it, dude. I love it, dude. I'm saying, it's just the thing that we're.
Hey, if you love it, I love it.
I love it.
That's all that matters. You got any events coming up?
Oh, we do.
Do you want to
promote? We got October 26th. We have, it's a Saturday. It's our Mud and Metal show.
It's also our Halloween party.
So come dress up.
Okay.
Come dress up in the tap room. We're going to have our Halloween party. Outside, we're going to have Mud and Metal.
So metal music and mudding.
Yes.
It's going to start at what time that Saturday?
Mudding with trucks, custom trucks.
Big trucks. Jacked up trucks.
I don't know how big, but custom trucks.
All you had to say was trucks and
but the Halloween,
custom dings.
That's all that matters.
Our Halloween party starts at about 6-ish, and we start doing we start judging about 8 o'clock for the Halloween party for the costume contest. We're going to do that inside.
By the way, Weekly D's party at 12001 Richmond Avenue. Just to throw that in. It's the Friday right before. So, hey, guys, y'all come out to Richmond Avenue.
Friday.
Y'all party with us.
Yeah.
Saturday, we're going to go BuzzFest that morning.
Okay.
We're going to come here to get turnt.
Yeah.
We're going to get dressed up in your best Flies costume.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
You might be some guy from The Hangover with a little Chucky baby in your stroller. Like me.
Absolutely.
Or you might be a pedophile, like many people I've seen up. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, and they're going to have Trucks of Mud.
Yes.
What other events y'all have coming up?
We also have
sorry to throw you on the spot like that.
We also have
I know y'all got the Forged and Fire event in November.
In December we have the Forge and Fire. We're gonna have a knife show.
Yes.
To come out for that. That's gonna be a great time. We're gonna have the axe throwing the axe throwing contest.
And we're gonna be out here with y'all.
Yes, we are. We are gonna be filming a vlog, but we're gonna be partying with these guys. And any events that they wanna see y'all.
Go to our Facebook or our Instagram. That's the best way to get us, because
it's at Southern Star.
At SouthernStarBrewing.com on at Facebook, and then Southern Star Brewing Co. on Instagram. But my thing is our website is down right now. They're redoing it, revamping it, or you're branding it. So right now the website's down right now. But go to the Facebook, the Instagram, the Twitter.
Guys, also tune in below this episode. I'm not gonna say URL. I promise. I'm not gonna say it.
Hyperlink.
But the link. We're gonna have for the Facebook and Instagram. We're gonna actually post the link right below. So if you're listening, you're like, "Who the fuck are these guys?" We got you. Angel,
when you hear someone say URL, do you think of an old person or like someone our age?
I'm like 60 years old.
I think of someone older than 20.
Last week we were talking about our Michelada video that we did, and he's like. He's like, fucking, URL he's killing in our me, description below. Me. I was like, bro, just say link.
Very proper.
I don't like everyone this. Everyone knows okay. URL, dude. It's like URL.
Proper.
Elementary.
But definitely older proper.
Yeah. Someone's got to. Come on.
But definitely our Mud and Metal show, October 26th.
That's going to be fucking
other than that, we
life.
Have a lot of... We have our beer release in November, that French
What's
beer
up,
de Garde Le Mort Vivant.
We have that in the Le Mort Vivant. And then we also have the... We also have releasing in December the Octoberist, our double,
the Russian
our
Imperial
Russian
Stout.
Stout. Ooh, and then we're also going to have our barbecue for November 2nd. We have our
barbecue.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Barbecue
for America. Hey.
Fucking hey. Toby Keith on steroids. Let's go.
Pinch Coke, give me a Coke.
Barbecue for America. And you pay $30. And if you pay $30, if you're a first responder or a veteran.
Yeah.
You get to come in and eat all the barbecue.
None of that.
Free. But
you can hey,
eat all the barbecue you want.
I'll fucking eat it wherever I want. Free. Anyways,
like that.
Pay $100
for
that. I
don't know if you
shit.
Came out here for when Alex came out here for the crawfish for America. It was the same kind of thing. $30
okay, cool.
All the crawfish you want. Same thing kind of thing.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all.
Hey man, thank y'all so much for everything
right
tonight.
Hey.
And
thank you.
Well,
thank you guys.
You know what's the perfect way to end this episode?
I say we chug a beer.
I say we chug a beer. He's got Jack Daniels over there. I mean, we could do a show and drop.
Well, let me look at the beers real quick.
Guys, thank y'all so much.
Yeah.
Southern Star,
right
we
on.
Fucking love y'all. Yeah. Anything y'all want us to do, we will be happy to help right y'all. On. Keith, signing out.
Yes, sir. Angel, signing out.
Angel? Like, come on, man.
Southern Star crew. Hey, we appreciate
what?
Y'all hosting us.
You can follow me at Daniel_Blake.
Follow me at Danny_G951, I hope.
Hey, that's guys. Right. And about 2 days from listening, because this is Monday, obviously. So on Wednesday, the vlog for Oktoberfest and a few shit and giggles that we filmed up here today, we're going to be posting online at YouTube. Just search for Weekly D. Subscribe, hit that like button. And thank y'all so much, fuckers. See y'all next week.
Peace.
Hold thank
on.
You.
Before I leave, anything else y'all want to say?
Yeah. I'm good, man. I really appreciate you guys for having me on the show, honestly.
Yeah, I can't believe
thank
we
y'all for being
had
on
you
the show,
on.
First of all.
Yeah.
Just follow for hosting us.
Yeah, right on.
I can't believe y'all invited us.
Nah, just follow me, Keith, at Talented Savage at Instagram, and Keith Amador on Twitter.
You can see all his art. It's fucking amazing.
Yeah. Besides doing the regular 9-to-5 in the tap room, I do artwork, so just whatever.
Yeah, definitely check out the shit.
Follow Southern Star at Facebook and Instagram.
And follow Angel at, what is it, Loser Kid?
So, follow me at AV Angel Loser Kid. That's AVANGEL.
On Instagram.
Loser
Eats
World.
Plays a lot of Fortnite.
OSERKID.
Follow him.
On Instagram. AV Angel Loser Kid. All one word.
The episode just went to
it.
Shit. All right, guys. Thank y'all so much for everything.
Yeah.
And can't wait to be back here. Thank
Let's
y'all.
Do it. Let's do it.
Y'all want to check a beer on there? All right. We'll come back to that. Fuck it. We definitely appreciate y'all having us out.
No, we had a good time, man. It's cool. It was late, but we had a good time, man. Yeah. Good, man.
How many people do you know are just like, yeah, I'm recording a podcast right now?
No.
On
I mean,
Wednesday night, like normally.
I mean, we've done podcasts
besides,
at
like,
5 o'clock.
Besides, like, your guys is... You guys,
that's what I'm saying.
Obviously.
Like, it's funny, because some people are like, oh, these guys are the... I don't want to say the bad boys like podcasting and music.
We're a little bit
but
dirtier than most podcasts.
These guys are known to do stupid shit. So, like, when we had the live podcast, that guy he hit us up. He's like, hey, y'all are known to do stupid shit and make bad decisions. I want to hang out with y'all.
What's funny is, I was like, what's really weird is, like, you'll get two sides of that. It's like, oh, these guys are a little bit more towards the edge. Like, I can't listen to y'all because, you know, I got kids around me and stuff. And then you got people that love us and they're obsessed with us, but it's like, oh, we don't want to hang out with y'all because y'all are too much for us.
We appreciate everything y'all did, man. We
appreciate
thank y'all,
y'all so much
hosting
for
us. Cheers.
All day.
Salud.
Hey, great
Salud.
Podcast, by the way.
Cheers.
Great
guys.
Podcast.